You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and Zach Morse.
Yo, this is the head Howley in charge, Thomas Ray, from the 2017 AnyKind Awards Best Bar Winner, Square Barrels. Thank you so much for all the support. Please check us out the next time you're in downtown Honolulu. Cheers.
Hey, this is DJ Freeze from the Stone Groove family. And when I'm not yelling at Howley's in Kailua, I'm listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morris. What you mean Pipeline Cafe is a BJ Penn gym now?
General, pushing that new agenda through for my millennial. Shove you from the fellas who's trying to be perennial, but chance of living is minimal. She critical, exactly where my mind is criminal. Typical America, damn, show ain't no miracle. Word is easy, I'ma keep this shit lyrical till I fall out my physical. All my verses is biblical, flowing religiously, my delivery spiritual, feeling invincible. This if it's nothing new, this is just principle. Take notes if I with you. They say I'm a clumsy king, how I be dropping dude.
Sleep Time's Over, Kavat the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris. How are we coming in? We're coming in live.
We're coming in clear.
We're good. Everything good?
Everything is good. Hopefully.
All right. All is clear. Season 6, episode 12.
Yes.
Boom.
The season finale.
Season finale. F is the theme.
Fitness, the other F word.
Fitness, the other F word, brother boys.
The other
boys.
F word. Fitness.
Fitness.
That's right.
So anyway, we're going to get more into that because, you know, New Year's come along. A lot of us have eaten a lot of food.
The resolution stereotype.
Thanksgiving. I started this new thing called KTC-isms. You see that? I was going to put 3,365 any kind of stuff, bro.
You're going to pull something 365
Yes,
days.
My next one going to be, you know this, listen to this one. It's going to be revolutions, not resolutions.
Well,
you get that one?
Okay, I got it.
Like you got to do things on repetitious to make it a habit rather than be like, hey, you know what? I'm going to lose weight this year. Hey, pass me that cheeseburger, bro.
All right. No procrastination.
Yeah, it's kind of like one of those ones like you make a resolution and you're like, I'm going to do this.
Talk is cheap.
Yeah, talk is cheap.
Okay.
I can just make that one. Like KTC is number 4. Talk is cheap.
What was the previous one? You put something
I put bra. I use bra for everything.
Bra for everything.
Yeah.
Which you do.
He's bra for everything.
And it works.
Hey, where are you going? Bra.
You do this on the show.
Bra.
Correct.
It is bra. I mean, there's a lot of local words that you can do that.
True.
Actually, think about it.
Is what any, could be one?
Not.
Not. Why?
Why?
Who?
Yep. Yep. So, oh, yep.
Yups.
Yups.
You go, yup.
You know one thing that irritated me in this year?
Yeah.
Is the, there's a local slang that everybody was using.
What was the slang that people were using?
Nah. God, not whole you. What does they say? Everybody's
yeah, you.
Yeah, you.
Is that it?
Yeah, you. Yeah, I think that's the one. You know how they say kind of Maria Lani-ish.
Oh, yeah, you.
Yeah, you. Yeah.
Oh, the kind of.
So much people. Yeah, you.
Kind of like, panty style.
Yeah, even like grown men like. Okay. Yeah, you.
Let's talk about that.
Not me,
like
bro.
Okay.
Yeah, you.
Let's talk about men.
Oh, okay. Sure, why not?
Yeah, let me tell you something about men in 2017 that will lead into 2018, all right? You bring up a point of how these guys, they are talking panty. There is a movement going on.
No panties in 2018.
Society. You better not be wearing panties. They're wearing boxer briefs, bro, because all these guys, they're acting like panties.
Okay.
It's time for men to be men.
Right.
Stop being all procrastinating. Stop being lazy. Stop being all, oh no, it's sore. I don't know what to do. You know,
are you aiming this at any specific people we know?
No, nobody specific. No. I'm just saying in general from what I've gathered through going out, the public, what have you. Men are getting soft.
So are these men like in our age range, like 30, mid-30s plus?
Yeah, I'm calling out our age range.
Oh, wow.
Because the millennials are a whole different topic. But
They're born soft.
Yeah.
It's like they're born into pillows, tissues, and clouds.
Which could be possibly because of these parents who are soft themselves. Like, there's nobody that I see that could really tough it out in a situation.
So you're not saying that don't have a soft side. We all have soft.
We can be sensitive.
Sensitive, there you go.
Nothing wrong with being sensitive.
Sensitive, not soft.
Right. Don't be soft and, like, complain. Complaining is the number one thing. I mean, we can rant about it, things like that, but complaining in the sense of, oh, gosh, my stomach's sore today. Oh my gosh, I have a headache.
So there's a difference like between rants and complaining.
Don't you think so?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, because complaining would be something that's very petty.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
like that doesn't have any relevance to any of us going to care. Like a rant would be something regarding a topic which will spark a hopefully debate.
Like everything on Facebook.
Right.
Okay, yeah, no, that makes sense, bro.
You know what I mean? Like, if I were to put on Facebook, oh, my stomach's sore today, what should I do?
Oh, yeah.
I'll comment back, shut up. We don't care.
Oh, my stomach's sore. Give me some remedies.
Exactly. Deal with it.
Well, I wouldn't lie, but I might actually do that.
Oh, no. Just like no complaining for 2018. How about that?
No complain 2018.
I mean, as we complain on the show.
Oh, we don't complain. Later on, we got guests. They're going to come on. Two little guests. They're going to give her a New Year cheer.
I hope so.
You know, we're going to figure it out. We had 2018 Emo Green.
Yes.
But none of us smoke.
Well, green meaning money.
Oh, hey.
Oh, you, first thing when I... So you thought it was...
Well, I thought you was talking about the...
We never did it.
The Pakalolo, brada.
We never did the Pakalolo.
Oh, yeah.
We never did the cannabis or whatever the hell.
Yeah, it's supposed to be called. We're pretty much the two squares dudes, bruh.
You know what? We go to square barrels, bruh.
There we go, bruh.
How about it?
Anyway.
So there you go.
Welcome into the new year, man.
Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, brada. How's your New Year's?
So, yeah. 2018...
Go
New Year's Eve. 2018 going to be green.
Go be green and go be mean green.
So I'm going to say this. What did you do for New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve.
You did more than I did. I can just tell you off the bat. So
we had a late Christmas party for my family. It was a Friday.
Yeah.
So the Eve.
Okay.
Right? I did that Christmas party. It was in Kalu.
Okay.
You went to Kalu. You ever go down that far east side? You do go east side for your family, right?
I go to Kanyohe.
Okay. Well, anyway, this is the next.
That's Pass.
Yeah, Pass. It's real country, bro. Kalu country.
Yeah, the movie theater over there.
Well, there we go, another regional beef. People think Kanyo is country.
No, it is not.
I think after.
Yes.
Right? Kalu is the country, being in the country.
Correct.
Okay, anyway, Kalu, family party.
Right.
Then Eve, what do we do? On Saturday, I think we just chilled out. Sunday, we went to Papakolea, bro. We're on a Hawaiian stay.
Well, the Micronesians there.
Don't Micronesians in Papakolea, bro.
They're migrating over there, bro.
No, they're not. They cannot migrate over there. They're not Hawaiian.
They're going with the stick and walking with the walking stick and moving their way, migrating
bro,
slowly.
They better not go over there. The Hawaiian's going to lick them, brother.
That's true. I mean, well, it's close to Micromoku.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a hop, skip, and
But you know
jump.
What? I seriously think there's a bridge, okay? If you go to Papakolea, there's that bridge. You guys know that bridge?
Yes.
If you go right, you go to the funeral.
You could end up in a funeral if you watch out.
You go to the Punch Bowl Cemetery or something, whatever that cemetery
Punch
is.
Bowl Cemetery. Yeah.
They're after that bridge, bro. Boom. Hawaiian Nation already.
Things change.
It's kind of crazy because if you blow up that bridge, you can't get there, right? Technically. Unless you go all the way around Talis.
You'd have to go all the way around Talis. Yeah. All is lost after that.
So you think about it. Hawaiians, they kind of get it over there. You can like block that bridge off.
You should have a toll. Make a toll for the bridge. Be one guy, one brother right at the end. You like pass a lot. How much you get?
How much? Search take, boo.
That's how you get. Maybe I'll let you. Maybe.
Maybe.
Wouldn't that be great?
It'd be funny. He goes, why? Who you know?
Right?
Then you got to go over there. I went to school. I went to Roosevelt. So I went to school with the Kamakas. And, you know, you don't have. Okay. Give me $5. You can go.
Right? I think that'd be
great. That would be pretty classic, bro.
Let's hire someone now.
Get like some big moke guy. Just stand over there checking everybody.
No need one desk, nothing. Just get his phone.
No need one desk.
Maybe smoke cigarette. And then he's like, what you like?
Need one cooler? Cigarettes?
Yeah, he's going to be there a while.
Cooler. Need one of those kind of HIC Hawaiian hats?
One tent, maybe.
Oh, a tent, yeah. One pop-up tent.
The pop-up tent.
And he goes, stand up. Oh, where you going? You live here? Oh, no, he say he live here because he knows who lives there.
No, but who you know? Why are you going over here for?
What you here for? What?
Where are you going?
What?
Right? The simple questions. And then you got to come up with a good answer.
Yeah. And then if he know you, he just wave you down with the shaka.
Yeah.
Nope.
Like if you're a regular, he'd be like, oh, okay, yeah.
Hold on.
I've seen a long time. Okay.
But you know what? You know the way to do it is if you live there or if you go there constantly, you juice them with the food.
Yes.
Bring the takeout plate, the leftovers.
Yes.
You know, like so all you Holly people out there, if you go to these places, bruh, food. Bring the food. Bring the leftovers.
Bring leftovers from your
Malasadas. Bring the poi donuts.
Rainbow driving leftovers.
Yeah, you go over there. You go to the west side, any kind, shady, kind, any kind.
Right.
More populated with the locals.
But you got to have the vernacular, though. Oh, you have to be like, oh, you need yet.
Yeah.
I just came from Rainbows, bro. You like something,
bro. It is, bro.
Yeah, Take them. I don't going to eat them, bro. Finish them out. Okay.
$10 for your safety is worth it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So it's all in the how you word.
That's funny. That is true. Like, well,
you like him? I just
take him.
Escape from Atlanta. You like what? Yeah, I can. Just take him.
The whole time sweating under you. You're over there sweating. Like, oh, thank you.
Yeah. You're all trembling with fear.
Trembling. Like, oh, right on. It worked.
So I think that's the thing we got to teach Hollies. Is like how to say it.
Right. Yeah.
How to the delivery not is like, important.
Hey guys, what you doing?
Right.
Hi.
You gotta deliver it in a certain way.
If I park my car here and I go hiking in Talis for 3 hours, you think it's gonna be safe?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah, guarantee.
Yeah, exactly. So you got. I think that's something that needs to be explored in 2018.
That's very good, bro. You teach not only the Hollies, maybe the tourists in general.
Tourists in general. Yeah.
You know, it'd be like you always have extra food laying in your car.
Right.
Because even if you park your car in a shady place, you see the locals.
Right.
Or even if you see people in general, like, hey, you guys ate already.
Right.
Here's Paul Hike. Here's Paul Going Beach. Oh, right. You like some malasadas.
Right.
And you give it to them. Okay, bro. So even that's though it's kind of like one of those natural, like, hey, watch my car.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm. It's how you word it. You have to word it with a degree of like,
you
got
a good way. Yep.
And then you get your point across.
Yeah, you learn how to say na-na-na-na-na a lot.
You gotta refuse things. Yeah, refuse everything.
Refuse a lot of things.
Never accept anything.
Yeah.
That's what local people do.
Nah.
But deep down inside, they really do want it. But they're not going to tell you that. Then you bring it in, then they'll just feel sorry for you. You know, passive aggressive. Then you just do it, and then it'll work.
Big time passive aggressive. That's always fun. I mean, I like it, but at some point, it's almost like, you know what the crazy part is? We talked about this. I seen John from Truist turn down so much money because people giving him money. You know?
For what?
For like shoes, okay. Stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's his friends, right?
Okay.
And like, you do a lot of like, I guess, you know, when you work things out, right? Let's say you buy me breakfast, right?
Yeah.
You're like, hey, it's $5. Nah, next time. Oh, okay, whatever.
So,
but you know, it's kind of one of those ones you grab, put, you know, you do the whole money thing. You hide the money, right. Shake the hand, put them in the pocket.
Right.
You get the money just flying around in the middle of the street kind of deal.
So he just is the na-na-na guy.
Nah, because John's a nice dude, that's why.
No, that's good.
You know what I mean? So people are trying to give him money. Be like, nah, I'll pay for those socks. Like, nah, don't worry.
No, that's a good trait to have. Yeah. Okay, I get it. That's
you know what's crazy when it starts to get to the throwing of the money? You've seen that before. It's like, hey, how much was the food? Oh, nah, here, 20 bucks. Nah, I don't need to give it back nicely.
Oh.
Nah, take them, bro. Take them.
No, I go.
We start throwing the money. Like,
yeah.
That's when I'm like, okay, I'll just keep it. Not that I'm trying to be Chang, but it's like, okay, we shouldn't be throwing money. Like, okay, good. I'll get you next time. So be it.
There's that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing with like going to a restaurant. That's the thing with going. That's the thing when talking about eating. You don't want to go to a big party. I'm not a fan of going with a big party to a restaurant because then you have to divvy up this bill and you never know how to properly set it up and who to properly pay.
Mm.
And somebody's going to be like always trying to like grabbing their wallet.
Bring the cash, bro.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
That's why you avoid it. You bring the cash and then you go to this. Oh, yeah. And then you already calculate in your head. That's why I always look at the menu extra. To make sure that I know how much it's going to cost.
Oh.
So that way I know how much cash I have. So it's like, oh, here.
Oh, nice. When you're going to a big table of eight.
Yeah. Or like, okay, so my dinner's 20, you know, whatever, drinks 30. So like right. 40 bucks. Here, $40.
Well, or you just look at
no
the
change,
bill.
No change, bro. No change. There you go. And let someone else deal with it.
Yeah. I mean, just go. Just give a general amount. If it's like 140 and you bro, get four, you guys some, get 40 bucks.
You know what's irritating about that too? I've been with people that don't tip.
Yeah, that's trash.
When it's like a big party, that's like trash. Big party, okay, and I you know how somehow sometimes I end up being the guy, right?
Yeah.
Like with all the money at the end, like okay, oh I'm the last guy to look at the bill, so all the money's right.
So you take care of the money.
So yeah, how much you gave? Okay, how much you gave? And I'm like looking like, brah, you guys each gotta give four more, because if everybody shafts the waiter or waitress of the tip, you get even money.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And then it's like, let's say the bill's 120, and it's like 120. When you collect 120, you're like, guys, everybody should, you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those ones, kind of irritating, but do you call people out on it?
I would, yeah.
Because tipping is something that needs to be dealt with. And I don't like people who don't tip.
It's, if you get bad service, okay, like for example, you go and you get served a herringbone.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Okay, I can understand that. But for the most part, you're getting good service, especially if it's a place that you go to a lot or what have you. You got to go 20%. And then if you know them and if you like the place really much, you go 25, 30.
So if you don't like them, you go down. You go down right the scale, right? If they're terrible, you go like 10, 15. You stick with 20.
No, if it's terrible, I go 15.
Okay. But it's really bad.
I'll go 10. Because if you have to look at examples. If the food comes out late.
Yeah.
It could be a reflection of the kitchen.
Right, not the,
not the guy. If the guy is like just a weirdo and just doesn't talk or just doesn't know what he's saying or he's like talking stupid.
He works at Herringbone.
Works at Herringbone. 10%. I mean, there's been some times where you never got the food at all. I walked out.
That's actually happened.
Yeah, that's
you're like waiting 20 minutes here. Like,
I'll be like, I'm out.
See, I don't see the thing is, as much as I want that food, it's always good when the waiter or waitress is like apologetic, accommodating.
Right.
When a manager might come over. You know, then it's like, okay, I waited half an hour.
Right.
It sucks, but okay.
Right.
You guys notice me. Notice me.
Exactly. As but, long as you acknowledge, because you notice when you don't get your food and you're waiting, they avoid you.
Yeah.
Because they're thinking of some conversation is going to happen.
Right.
That's where they're wrong. They gotta squash it and be like, hey, you know what? I don't know what's going on back there. I'll go figure this out.
I don't understand why they don't give you a free drink.
Or something to.
Right. If after like 15 minutes or 20 maybe.
Yeah.
You don't get anything. Be like, hey, can we get you a drink or something?
Right.
You know, on us. I mean, of course, it's not good for business technically, financially, but you want that person to stay, give good reviews.
Right.
What's a drink that'll cost you $2?
I think it depends on the server and how passionate they are working there.
Right.
Because a lot of them, it comes out of their money.
Ah.
When they say, okay, this is on the house, that's them paying for
it. Oh, that's right.
The server's paying for the app. The server's paying for the drink. So that depends on how much they really value this place and value the quality that they will take the sacrifice to pay for a mishap of somebody else's.
Right.
So it's tough. But people who don't tip, they're trash to me. That's not good.
Yeah.
I mean, because I go out a lot and I'm not going to go in. These guys have a hard job.
Yeah.
Being a server is majorly hard.
Well, You've been a server. I've been there with people that we know that I'm like, somebody didn't give any tip.
Yeah.
And I don't like it when people don't forget to put the tax. So if your meal's like $30, you go to these buffets, $30. It's not $30.
No.
It's 30 times 1.041166, whatever it is. Whatever it is now, 4 or 5. Right? That's what you give. You don't give one. $30.
Exactly. Yes.
Trust me, people, I've been with people we know.
Bottom line is, cheap people.
How much? $29.99. Okay, it's $30. No, tax, bro. And the tip. Come on. Anyway, so.
Cheap people.
That's my New Year's. Papa Kalea was great. Ate the noodles.
That's right. We're talking about Papa Kalea like an hour ago.
Yeah. Boom, boom.
See how the transition was?
All the fireworks. All the uncles. All the Hawaiians.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I did for my New Year's.
Okay. Well, see, you had a more rip-roaring time than I did.
What'd you do?
Nothing.
You stayed home.
New Year's Eve, I don't go out.
Well, you know what? You got a good view from your house, though. I gotta say, right?
I mean, it works. I mean, fireworks is not too exciting for me. I mean, it's fine.
Right. Well, you probably had a lot of great view, though. I'm assuming, right?
Right. I mean, the view's good. You know, that's great. But stay home. Just as far as going
nobody
out,
nobody comes over. Nobody comes over.
No, because here's the thing with New Year's Eve parties. You're competing with a lot of other New Year's Eve parties.
Okay.
Everybody's trying to throw a New Year's Eve party, so you're wondering which people that you know are going to actually go over to your house.
Yeah.
Are they going to choose you?
Right.
Like, at this point, you're going to have to battle and like have live entertainment just to have somebody show up, right?
That's true.
You invite 10 people, they've all gotten invited to a
Black
party.
Black Friday sale.
Exactly. So it's a tough sell. And it's just too much stress.
That makes sense, bro.
Because everyone's trying to throw a party.
What does Sky Cameron do in New Year's?
He went to
Try by 12 Marathon, bro.
I didn't want to. Yeah, insider information on that one. He went to 53 by the Sea. There's a party there, New Year's Eve party, yeah. And then he knows all the industry guys, and he knows the people that work there. So he went there last year, and he went there this year.
That is by? That
used to be the old John Dominus.
Oh, okay, that's what it is now.
By Point Panic.
That's what it's called, 53 by the Sea.
Yeah, it's a renovated restaurant.
Is it good, the food?
It's Italian. It's okay. Oh. But they make a lot of money off weddings, the Japanese weddings.
Okay.
They pump them out a lot.
Oh, he went mad bougie then, huh?
So he did that last year too, yeah. So that's the one, yeah. That's a dress-up one.
53 by the Sea. Would you ever... That's so funny because you go out a lot during the year. The one time I figured you'd go,
that's the one time you don't go.
That's kind of good, though. Yeah. Chill,
because,
bro.
Because it's amateurs. Remember, all the people that don't go out during the year figure they should go out during New Year's.
New Year's, yeah.
And then they don't know what they're doing. They don't tip. Right. They act stupid. They can't handle it. They get one drink, rum and coke, and then they fall down. And then that's it. And then on top of that, if you're driving, there's DUI checkpoints everywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
You're going to take that risk, and then you're going to take it. Okay, so you take an Uber.
Right.
The surge price is nuts. Because when it's packed, everybody's asking for an Uber. The surge goes up.
That'd be a great day to work Uber, though.
That would be.
Right?
I'm sure there was a ton of drivers out there. But there's a lot of reasons not to go. Mm. And then you're going to be in a busy place, or you're going to be in a place that's maybe uncomfortable. Like, where would you want to go out?
Yeah.
If anything, you'd go to maybe somebody's house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But not to downtown.
That's why I triple. I could never, even when I was in my youthful stage.
Yeah.
I could never do the New Year's party at the hotel.
Yeah.
With strangers.
Right.
And like do the ha ha ha. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you're local. You want to go to somebody's house.
I'm local. I want to like casual.
Yeah.
It's all about casual fireworks, barbecue.
Yeah.
Cruise, bro.
Exactly.
Even when I was at DJing actively, I always would turn down New Year's.
Yeah. Like, it's too hassle.
It's like, I was just thinking like, nah, I don't want to really want to spend New Year's with all these jokers.
You got some guys.
Don't disrespect anybody, because I've seen a lot of pictures out there. A lot of homies all up in the clubs, in the hotels. And like, you're spending New Year's with all the same people that was there last night.
Right. Yeah.
Right? I don't know. That's just me. I'm a little bit more personable, more family oriented. I just want to be like short sleeper t-shirt.
All right.
Go over there, blow the fireworks, blow the stuff up, eat the food, hang out. Meet new people that family people
happen
invite.
To show up.
Yeah. I don't know. I was never like a hotel, pop bottles, dressing all white. Sparklers.
I don't care about dressing all white. Never mind. I'm already white, bro. I don't need to dress white.
We should try to get somebody in here that like loves that kind of stuff.
And get why they like it.
Yeah. So why do you like to...
It's just a new evolution of being social, really. It's like really being social. Like,
wouldn't you want to spend time with like your parents, your family members?
Okay.
Rather than like go to the club or the hotel.
Okay. Case in point here. And I'm going to stereotype this, but it's true. Most of the people that go out on New Year's Eve are, guess what? Howlies. And they're transplants. And they know more family. So I understand why you see an Aloha Tower, and if you go on Pulse.com and you see all the photo album, it's all a bunch of Howlies smiling because they got nowhere to go. The local, you're not going to see a bunch of local people. That you may see 10%.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
You got a bunch of Howlies out there. All those guys running around, blondes.
I think all the DJs were working though, right? Freeze was working.
Del was working. And that's a tough thing. So like, as a person, like say DJ Del, who had two spots to go to on New Year's Eve. So he had to break out of one, hop in a cab or whatever, and go to another one.
He don't drive still.
If I was him, I wouldn't drive. Because you got gosh, that's a shot fired. He better Del, if you're not listening to the show, but you better be driving, bro.
That's a joke.
That is a big joke. I've run into picking him up. So, he should figure out a way to, like, how is his New Year's...
But this age of 2017, when you're like... don't get me wrong. I love music. I used to love spinning, right? Like, what do you play? The New Year's music is pretty much the same music you'd play.
Yeah, it's party music.
Music, right? So, what's the... besides money, what's the...
What's the benefit?
Yeah, like...
It's strictly money, I think.
So you're like, oh, because I've always turned down New Year's. And then I used to do Halloween. I started turning on Halloween. That's why nobody booked me anymore.
I did New Year's Eve one time.
You know, how was it?
It was
okay, yeah.
It was kind of depressing.
It is kind of depressing.
Because you're just there. I was at Brew Moon when this happened.
It
was Brew Moon with Grant.
Okay.
So it was G-Dog. Jedi was there.
But at least the music was good.
So it was fun in that sense.
Yeah,
but
then
when it comes, like, we're counting down to midnight, I'm like, all right, whatever. I mean, I'm there by myself.
That's kind of true, yeah.
It's stupid. And then it depends too, if you're single, if you have a girlfriend, married, what have you.
Even if I was single and had a girlfriend, or had a girlfriend, and I'm DJing a party, I wouldn't want her to be there. Because you're on the turntables. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, yay! What do you play?
Well, hopefully she's standing by you.
And then you give her a kiss and be like, okay, baby, go inside with the DJ.
Sit down.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Like, sit down. I'm going to spin some more. Yeah. Right? I don't know. It's one of those ones.
I think we're just showing our age.
Yeah, we're old. No, but if you're young.
I agree with you, but we're old.
I'm coming from a standard of like, I usually spend New Year's with family or DJing.
Right.
And then at one point, I'm like, nah, I'd rather spend it with family.
Right.
No matter how much you're going to pay me. You know what I mean? Because I was at a job.
Right.
So now you're going to pay me, I'll turn it down, you know?
Right.
That's kind of where I came from. Even when I was young and ready to like, but then I'll go every hip-hop event, everything. And then New Year's, that's okay.
No, that totally makes sense. I mean, I'm with you on that. As much as I go out, I don't like big parties. I don't like big crowds. I'd rather have like a more intimate going out. Like two guys, three guys, like that. Not like 10, 20, 30.
I'd rather spin at my own New Year's party. Like, set the turntables in the garage, because the one time you can blow the music up.
That's true.
Right? Yeah.
What isn't it? That's what our DJ Logo did.
Oh, see, oh yeah, that's right. Did he do it?
They do the big party.
Did he do it?
No, I think he did it at the house, someplace. Probably someplace, you know, central.
Should have been visit there, bro.
They probably had the party, bro. Shout out. Yeah.
All the smoke, all the Filipinos blowing the fireworks.
Oh yeah. But that's really what it comes down to. Like, what do you get out of a New Year's Eve party?
Yeah. Oh God, what a pitiful rant we just gave.
We're 24 minutes into this, and
well, that was our recap of New Year's.
There's a lot of reflecting recap there. Huh? Well, go figure. Okay, so bottom line out of this recap: don't be cheap.
Don't be cheap, brah.
And be tougher.
Yeah.
If you're a guy.
Yeah.
Girls too. Girls, you know what? Stop complaining too. Okay. Girls need to stop complaining. Women need to stop complaining too. Like, you can vent. I understand that, but don't constantly complain.
Isn't that what women do though?
Constantly complain?
Well, they, you know, they're
more gonna petty. Be single if they're gonna constantly complain. Well, they're gonna be an old maid. You can vent. Venting is fine, and that we as men are supposed to just shut up and like listen to you, right? But women who constantly, and I've run into these women. Let me know if you have, because you probably have. Women that just constantly, whenever you meet up with them, are always either Debbie Downers or constantly complaining.
Do they have a man?
Of course not. Oh. Ain't no guy gonna be dating this girl. That's what I'm saying. So
word.
If there's a reflection,
short on hip hop, word. Mm-hmm. So that was like our New Year's reflection, right? Don't be cheap. Don't be a complainer, right?
Be a man.
Be a man. Value your families, I guess.
Value your family.
What else do we learn?
What else? Don't be.
Bring food.
Bring food to people and say it in a way that'll sound humble.
Yeah.
Where you will get a good answer back from that
respect
person.
Respect the locals, brah.
Respect the locals, yeah.
There you go, brah. Well, that's a great number one segment for New Year's 2018,
everybody.
Season 6, episode 12.
Ironically, it's called Fitness, the other F word.
Yes.
We haven't even gotten to that yet. But yes, we're going to get to that. Shout out. Let's go. We've got like a few more minutes.
Okay.
Shout out to DJ Freeze.
Right.
DJ of the year, who... was ecstatic that he won this honor. Square Barrels.
Square Barrels and Voices from the Planet.
Voices from the Planet.
Did Lowell know he shared the title?
I'm not sure.
Did he share the title with Freeze? We both voted for...
Okay, that's to clarify.
I voted Freeze, you voted Lowell, right? Right, so okay.
Okay, so to clarify this. Okay, this is the reason why. Because we had our own nominations. And it was basically, we based it off who sold it better to get the win.
Right.
You sold it that Freeze should be the winner.
Oh, okay.
So that I agree with you on that.
Oh, Lowell's the runner-up.
Lowell's the runner-up. Okay. Freeze officially is the winner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. For Freeze, if you're listening, you officially are, I know Logo was mentioned, you're officially the winner.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So stuff like that.
I mean, okay.
Like, for example, the Lord as best bartender.
Yeah.
We mentioned some other people, but based off of...
You know what's funny is I didn't tag Blessed MMA.
Oh.
In the thing, I put his picture on the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't tag him in there because I didn't want, like, this happens to fall back to Moani Hara. That's why.
Oh, I tagged him.
Oh, you did?
He's not listening, bruh.
That's true.
If you're listening, that would be great.
Because I was thinking, like, oh, you might get all mad. Like, oh, how's this guy, bruh, saying this chick on the internet because I'm popular?
I think he can take a joke.
Right?
Once again, you know what? We talked about this. If you find our show offensive, that means you're not listening to it.
Yeah,
and that means you're not listening to it. Yeah. Because you should be totally in on what's going on.
And the only thing you should take serious is a sport rant.
That is correct.
Because when you talk about him in Houston and the Titans, we get to later on, then take it serious. Take it personal. Gangsta.
There you go. I mean, that's really the only thing we'll get serious about. Or any type of serious political stuff, maybe.
Dead serious. Das effects.
They were gay.
Wow. According to one of our sources.
According to a source.
Oh, man. That you know, kind of threw me for a curve. I started listening to Das Effects.
Yeah.
But I couldn't help it, bro. It's good stuff, bro. Yeah,
you diggity did.
Microphone master.
Yep.
There you go, 1-2, bro.
Check it. Yep. Lego my ego.
Yep.
B-I-N-G-O.
Don't say anymore already, bro. Let's just recap this already.
All right, let's just take a break.
Sleep time's over. Kevin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morse, season 6, episode 12.
Fitness, the other F word. That's right.
AKA the New Year's 2018 brand new Any Kind show. Here we go.
That's correct.
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm coaching a 2017 Any Kind Kid of the Year. And when I'm not playing defense on the basketball court, I listen to Sleep Time's Over. 2018's gonna be green!
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
Walk one, fog horn, leg horn. Come Halloween, I'm the wrong one to act on. Four Megatron limbs, harming them with homonyms. Far from PC, I'm BC with his arm in the rim. Got songs to him. Kick a rhyme on a whim. Come for me, chance of you surviving extra slim. Like a skinny MF Doom, it'll be next to grim. Knock you in your loose lips for popping off at the gums. Like a packet of Eclipse, dog, you slipped for not recognizing y'all was gone since we used to boost tips. And a box, two sips, rocking pants to switch. Then I link with Rich, the flip product. The product of that was utterly hypnotic. Your mind is not equipped to understand dark quips. Shut up and keep with your grandma hips. Man built like my auntie. Online to say joke eternally, sleep telling cats to stay woke. By doing this, I'm a neighborhood treasure. I'll pack some more, and just for good measure, that's a good measure, ain't it? I can see the future in that, ain't it? For trying to take the pictures I painted, I just might go start a residency, pump it out the Gramercy. Teacher said I was nice with the Gramercy. Lord have mercy.
Sleep Time's Over, Kevin the Catalyst DJ, Zach Morris. Season 6, Episode 12.
Fitness, the other F word. For the new year.
New Year's. Hey.
Resolutions. We didn't get to this real brief. Resolutions. Do you believe in them or no?
Nah.
Because you believe in revolutions.
Revolutions, not resolutions.
There you go. That's right. You said that earlier.
You need repetition. We're going to get into your fitness thing. But, you know, I do believe in them. But, I mean, I believe we should make those almost daily. Almost, you know.
Right.
I mean, I think it's just one of those ones. New Year. Like, you know what I mean? Like, with the shop right now, it's a mess because I'm going to change a bunch of things. So, I'm going to do the on-the-fly kind of deal. People are not in the shop. I'm going to work on stuff. So, it's going to be a constant, you know, change because it's the new year.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right? But it's going to be an upgrade. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't really believe in
resolutions. Neither do I.
Yeah. I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
Now, we sound super anti-negative. You know?
This whole show?
Nah.
You think? No, I don't think so.
I think we're just real with it.
This is just being real. I mean, there's issues. We all have our issues.
Well, you know, the thing is, I didn't want to put in my head and, you know, inside of my heart. I do have like little, you know.
What's in your heart?
Resolutions, you know. But I'm not one to like go and put like a post.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I like lose 35 pounds.
Correct.
Like, that's just, I almost feel like it can go two ways. You're either going to do it. And you're going to be one of those people that take pictures of yourself being fat and skinny, which respect to that.
Right.
Or you're going to be one that don't complete it and then you're not going to say nothing about it. But everybody's going to be like, oh, I thought this person said she was going to lose 35 pounds.
Okay. You segue perfectly yet again.
Right.
Okay. This just dawned on me right now. Regarding social media and resolutions and things. These are two, maybe three things, rules that I think everyone should follow with social media. This is three things you should never post.
Oh, here we go, bro. That's cool.
Three things you should never post on social media. One, your love life.
Oh, nice.
No one cares. Don't post of how you met this girl, you met a guy. I'm in love with him, I'm in love with her. Number two, never tell everybody your future endeavors.
Right.
Never be like, I can't wait because I'm going to do this and this. Get ready. Like you said, like, I'm going to lose weight for 30 pounds. Don't do it. Just do it.
Do it.
Don't post the future.
Right.
Don't post what you're going to do. Just do it and plan out. Don't tell everybody.
I like the journeys, the journeys. You know, I like when people post pictures of the journey
after,
to get that, you know.
After the fact, do it then.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
After you've already completed the journey, right. Then post it.
No, you know,
this is where I'm at right now. I completed this. This is where I was before.
I like that.
This is where I was now.
So get it done.
Then you
post. Then you post the fat picture.
Yes.
The progress pictures. But you're already at your final state.
Right.
What you just said
a moment ago, we're like, I'm going to post on Facebook, I'm going to lose 30 pounds for this new year. Don't put that.
Lose the 30 pounds.
Lose the 30 pounds first.
And then in March, we're like, guess what? In January, I said I'm going to lose 30 pounds, and I did.
Correct.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Correct. True. I mean, those are the two main ones. I mean, I'm sure there's others. I mean, I guess
What's the third one?
I was going to say, like, don't complain.
Oh.
And don't complain about things that are out of your control or
stuff
we're not going to care about. Like, oh, my boss really sucks today.
Yeah.
We don't care. What kind of reply do you want from us if you say to us, my boss really sucks today at work?
Right.
Oh, you'll go get it, girl. Or you'll be better. Tomorrow's a new day. No, this. Shut up.
You got this, Roger.
Yeah, you got, yeah. Yeah, go get it.
Go get it.
Forget Roger. It. Go get it, forget it.
Go get it, forget it. Set it, forget it.
So I was just saying, as like far as social cake. Media.
That's well, it's funny because this morning when I woke up, you know, I'm trying not to touch my phone. I'm trying to just wake up, you know, and go through the whole wake up thing without looking, you know, because it's almost like a pattern, right? You wake up.
It's a habit.
You kind of just getting up.
Yeah.
You grab your phone, you look what's going on, right?
Right.
I mean, it's just like habit. I'm trying not to do that.
Right.
Try to leave it there, wake up, go bathroom, do what I got to do, get ready. Then maybe on the way out, grab it.
Okay.
That's kind of like I'm trying to do.
That's hard.
But you know, yes, it is hard. Especially if you're like, you know, podcast or business.
I'm a victim.
Clients, right? You know, yeah. Like, you never know, your client might be texting you like, oh, cancel today. And then you're like, oh, I could have slept in.
Right.
So anyway, I'm just trying, you know, not to like go straight to Instagram.
Right.
But anyway, I did this morning.
Well, congratulations.
And I hardly go on Facebook on my phone for some reason. I don't know.
Okay.
It's one of those ones that go on my computer. But anyway, I see someone post up like, what do you do about people that are jealous of you, haters? Now, this is like the third day of the new year. And already someone's posting a post about haters and jealous people. I was like, bruh.
Something personally happening to that person.
I was like, man, why? What's going on with that?
That's stupid.
Right? Like new year, new you, or whatever the same.
Yes. So clearly
like,
not.
It must be that bad where it's like already a third day in a new year and you're talking about haters and jealous people.
See, that's...
And the comments are, you know, the classic ones.
You go, girl.
Never mind, girl. Don't do it. Just focus on you. Do you.
Just do you. Yeah.
Which is true. I mean, yeah, just do you. But I had some good ones. I actually had some good ones, you know. And like people are usually haters, actually don't like themselves and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just kind of true, I guess, you know. Maybe they're jealous of you because they're jealous of your success. But I just thought it was just pretty classic. That's the third day into a new year, and someone's already posting up haters and jealousy.
Well, posts. You know why? We have to look at what is the whole purpose of social media. It's to get attention.
Yeah.
Everybody wants attention. That's why people take selfies. That's why people do these complaints. They want people to comment back to make them feel better about themselves. This is the new way for people to indirectly make them feel better about themselves. That's it. It's sad.
Selfies are like the worst thing ever.
Selfies are ridiculous. I just don't get it.
I want to apologize, but I can't.
No.
It's like, I don't understand. I mean, maybe if you got like a brand new wardrobe, I don't know. Women, brand new makeup, I don't know.
Well, women taking a selfie... Is
but every
is,
other one being a selfie?
That's yes, redundant. But
you got issues.
You got issues.
Issues, bro.
Because you want attention. You want people to be like, "Wow, you're looking great," or "Wow, you're looking hot today," or "Wow, you look cute." Whatever. Your hair looks great. That's they just want that attention, that assurance.
Funny thing is, I like a selfie if they're like rocking a light sleeper hat or.
Well, that's different though. That's like.
Well, nice selfie.
There's an indirect thing to it, but some people just take a picture of them in the car and a face of them.
Dude, there's a.
And then that's it. Right, and then they put some kind of reflection, kind of comment at the.
Oh my god!
It's just like,
okay, let's talk about that. That's irritating. People all of a sudden trying to be Mahatma Gandhi gurus, bruh.
They all trying to be.
You know, I can't explain my love. Every time I try to do, I'm like, oh come on, bruh.
That is the whole basis of social media. I mean, women do it. I don't mind women selfies because you know I like women, but
very good.
A few, and guys doing selfies is a no-no.
Gym selfies, brah.
Gym selfies. Let's add that to the rules. Don't talk about your love life. Don't complain. Don't talk about your future endeavors. No gym selfies.
How about just not excessive gym selfies? Just excessive. I don't want to hate on everybody that does gym selfies. But when you go to the gym every day and you're taking the same picture.
Yeah, don't take the same
like picture. I said, if you listen to the podcast, I unfollowed somebody because of that.
That's right. Yeah.
Because it was irritating.
Right.
Like, dude, you went 7 days in a row. Your bicep and your triceps look the same. Maybe you should take one of our rules that we just said and how about you show us the progression 30 days later?
Well, there you go.
Anyway.
There's a fitness... segue, I guess, so to speak.
There
but
you go.
That's what it goes on. It's a lot of these people, they're insecure.
Yeah.
As we've talked about before, a lot of people are more and more insecure. They need that assurance. So you can tell these guys who take the pictures, the selfies, constantly, they want some assurance. They want reassurance right. that they're looking good.
Yeah.
That they're looking good. And it's always like the hottest girls too.
Right.
Right.
Oh, and, okay. Speaking of the insecurity and assurance, I'm going to flip the script and go to like brands.
Okay.
Do not ask the opinions of social media on colors, on okay. designs.
Okay.
On things when you're going to, if you're a clothing brand.
Oh.
Do not do that.
Good point.
Do not say, oh, what color should I pick for the next shirt and have like 20 colors. You know, like show them like the five colors.
Right.
I'm saying this out of experience. I've never did it and I'm always tempted to, right? Because as a business, you want to try to get the one that's hot.
Right.
Right? The purple or the green or whatever. Well, if I make a green shirt, you know, in your head, you're going through all these scenarios, right?
Right.
I want to do this. I want to do that. I want it to sell. But you know what? The consumers out there is not there to do your job. Your job is to make the dope product.
Right.
And sell it. It's not the consumers shouldn't be telling you what to make.
That's whose them company, being insecure.
Yeah. It's whose company is it? It's about you being insecure about your brand.
Yeah.
I know people are not going to like this, but that's just straight up.
That's true.
I don't let anybody tell me what to make. But I will take advice, suggestions
yeah.
for people that are customers that have been supporting Light Sleepers.
Yeah.
Customers that become friends of Light Sleepers.
Yeah.
People that I confide in as artists that will come to me and be like, hey, Cavett, you know, why don't you do a Wu-Tang board that says inspect the deck? I was like, that's a great idea.
Right.
And I made it and I gave my friend a deck because his idea. You know what I mean? Things like that. But when you go on social media and be like, oh, what colorway should we make? Green, purple, blue, yellow? No. You are the maker. You're the producer.
Right.
If you don't have confidence in your decision and know the market of what you're doing, don't do it.
I totally agree. Totally agree. It just comes down to reassurance and insecurity.
Yeah. No, what design? Right. You post like four. You kind of just outed yourself, technically. Right. Like this game that we're in right now, the t-shirt apparel product game, branding game,
yeah.
used to be like a secret. Like, you know, you're not supposed to show people your cards.
Yeah.
It's like basically going to a poker table and showing your two cards.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, which one should I fold? Which one should I
right.
trash? Which one should I...
Don't show your hand.
Exactly. And I'm like, you guys yeah. are showing your hand.
Yeah.
Nobody knows you had 25 revisions of this design. They just thought, wow, this guy, whatever the complete design is, wow, this guy did it. Little do they yeah. know, you sat over there with your friends or
yeah.
your crew or your workers and be like, dude, we have three of these.
Yeah,
which is the best? Yeah, which is the best? They don't... I understand you want to get the people into the process of it all, but to some extent, that shows insecurity on your part.
Yes, that goes back to the rules. Don't show your future endeavors.
Yeah.
Don't show future designs.
And it kind of gets me.
Surprise us.
I see these younger brands. Don't get me wrong, dude. I've been tempted a few times like, oh, what should I do? Green or yellow? Or should I post it up? I'm like, nah, dude. I got to be confident.
Go with your gut and be confident.
Yeah, you got to be confident that you're in this game, in this business, and you know what's dope.
Right.
If not, get out. Because it's like the consumers are coming to you because they think you're dope.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Confidence is dying.
You know what I
by
mean?
By the day. And
it
that's
is.
The reason.
No, it is. You gotta stand by it. And if it fails and you sell one shirt, guess what? Good.
Then you know and you know better.
Okay, maybe I'm not gonna pick the kind of tie-dye purple. Maybe I should stick with black, because everybody loves black.
You know, a great man once said. A great alien once
nice.
Said.
Oh.
He goes by the name of Yoda.
Oh, brother.
And he said not too long ago, failure is the best key to success.
Nice.
That is very true.
Yeah.
People need to fail to become successful. You right. need to learn from your mistakes, much like dating, much like anything.
Oh, yeah.
You should date multiple people so you learn from what you like, what right. you don't like.
Any jam, any kind, just date.
Yeah, I mean, jam and date, different things.
Really test water, kind
of jam, stuff. Put inside, and run away.
Hey, yeah.
But.
To run away.
By the way. Failure leads to success.
Yeah.
So you put it out confidently.
Yes, confidently.
See what happens.
You gotta believe. You gotta, people. Like these guys, they're making these t-shirt brands of any kind. Oh, here's five colorways. Which one do you want me to print next? No.
Right.
Print the black.
Right.
Sell it out. Print the green.
Here's another reason for
it. Sell it out.
Exactly. It's due to confidence. Here's another thing that leads to insecurity is people fear and worry about competition. They worry about what the other's doing.
Never mind competition.
They keep worrying and they're not focusing on what they're doing.
Yeah.
You will never be them. They will never be you. this kind of goes into fitness in the same sense of like, you want to be confident in your ability. You want to be confident in your knowledge. You want to be confident in your brand. They cannot be you.
Right.
No one can be like Sleepers.
Right.
On the other hand, you cannot be like Information.
Oh, no.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
You just stick to your guns and you stick to who you are. That's it. If you're worrying about the competition constantly, you're going to sidetrack your own business and then you're done.
Yep.
That's the basis to
a
lot of stuff.
I'm just giving you guys a stark reality.
Oh, we are just going
in. Just going in right now. I want you to succeed.
Please. Yes.
And it's not being overconfident. It's not being cocky. It's being knowing.
Being confident and cocky is different things.
Different things, brah.
Yeah.
I am not a cocky dude. Oh, that lady, the kids in the street almost.
Wait, what? What happened now?
Sorry, we need to work on the camera on the street.
You know, there was some people talking about that too.
That lady, this lady, that let go of the stroller to press the button to cross.
And then the stroller rolled?
Stroller rolled down.
Right by the sewer, bro. You know where the sewer is? It is right there by the clown.
The clown will come on and grab him, bro.
Come on, Georgie. Still gotta watch that, by the way.
Anyway, I gotta call my daughter, Callie.
Oh.
Mommy's here.
Oh.
Yeah, she's in the loading zone.
Oh, she got to get out of here then.
Last time we seen Callie and Coltrane was last year.
2017 going to be mean.
And this is 2018.
Going to be
going
green.
Going to be green.
Meaning making money, not
smoking. Can you come down on
cannabis.
Your own?
But,
you sure? Take your time.
Where's your wife?
She is in the loading zone.
The loading zone's down there? Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, so see, live stuff's happening as we're
there
going.
There we go. Yep, I got to take the kiddies. The kiddies, you know, it's vacation right now.
It is vacation time, yes.
We got our little, where is she?
She's on her way.
Yeah, take your time. Here take your time. Matt's catchy.
Take your time. Don't waste time.
Okay, here we go.
So we're going to talk about news here, but...
Yeah, sorry.
It's becoming some kind of a... What is this? It's like a reflection. It's like a reflection show.
2018, like this is how it is.
We're laying the foundation for 2018.
That's how it was, and that's how it is.
Who made that song? Casual, bro. There we go. Well, that was audio too.
It was original, yeah.
Yeah, got it. Sorry.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, hip hop nerds.
Where's Queen Cat Ears?
Okay, so.
Where's your cat ears?
We have children coming down. Where are the children?
Oh, there it is. This is it.
She got an iPad. Everybody got iPads.
This is Callie. Say, 2018, go and be green. Okay, go.
2018, I forget.
Give my copy of opinion.
There you go.
Here you go. 2018, go and be green, okay?
2018 going to be green.
Say
2018
going to be green.
2018 going being green.
Very good.
And we got it.
Okay, come on, we gotta go.
That's a cut print.
I'll be right back.
There's a cut print. Oh, we're gonna take a break here?
Yeah, take a break.
Let's take a break here.
Take a break here, we'll come right back. Gotta take the kids to the car.
Alright, here we go.
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, this is Justin from Merle. Happy New Year's to you. Just to let you guys know, we got some cool specials going on this weekend. We're going to have a braised short rib cheesesteak. That's going to be our take on the Philly classic. It's going to have braised short rib, homemade cheese sauce, mayo, grilled onions, and tomato jam. We're also going to have drink specials like mango green tea and Lily Koi lemonade. If you guys want to find out more details, follow us on Instagram at Earl Kaimuki, facilitating good vibes since 2014.
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
Sleep Time's Over, Cavett the Catalyst, DJ Zach Moore, Season 6, Episode 12.
Season finale. Fitness, the other F word.
Yes.
What that means is we will discuss later.
Yeah.
Because right now, we have the news
quick
of the week.
Quickfire topics, news of the week.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Let's go with what do you have to start? Do you have something or should I start
this? Well, I mean, if you ask me, I got one thing I want to talk about.
What?
Is the local brother from Mililani, bro. Local quarterback, Mackenzie Milton, brother.
Okay, tell me about him.
So he went to Mililani, all-star, all-state, all-everything.
Yeah.
Then instead of going UH, he went to Central Florida.
Okay.
Coach Scott Frost.
Okay.
Right? Went there 1 year. He started his freshman year, the second half of his freshman year. This is his sophomore year.
Okay.
And the team, I think, went 13-0.
Oh, okay.
Undefeated. And then they end up beating Auburn in the Peach Bowl.
Got it.
Which, it was an upset.
Okay.
So technically, the only undefeated team, they beat everybody.
Okay.
And they beat a ranked opponent.
I don't know college football, so I'm relying on you for this information.
So
this is valid information?
So you know college football has playoffs now, right?
Yes.
So they choose the top four teams. They play semifinals and the finals.
Okay.
So what is your opinion on the fact that a team went undefeated? Does that just blow out the whole playoff thing? Or what do you think? Or maybe because they're a lesser conference?
Well, Central Florida is... What conference are they? Are they independent?
No, they're like... They're that conference right there.
Salute to independence.
All right.
Let's check it out. I agree with the playoff. I think there needs to be a playoff like NCAA basketball. But how are the rankings dealt with, you're saying? Or the BCS ratings? Or the
Because they're undefeated. Undefeated the whole season.
Okay, so based off, I don't follow college. What you're telling me. Based off if an undefeated team should be ranked the way they should be. Is that the question?
Yes. What division are they?
Shouldn't that be based off the polls?
American Athletic Conference.
Oh, well. Very patriotic. But shouldn't it be based off of the polls? That's what that whole top 25 thing is.
I guess maybe because their conference is weak. It's like Hawaii running the table.
Oh.
Right? They did.
It was rumored they did that a while ago.
Like, what, 15, 16 years ago?
That was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Georgia was in the Sugar Bowl this year. I did see that.
Yeah.
It was on the front page of the paper that was like, hey, you guys remember this a lot? That was 10 years ago. Sugar Bowl was wasting.
Like, never mind. That was like a total never mind.
That was trash.
We lose money. That just proved how we weren't really legit.
Yep.
That's sad because I'm Go Bulls. Obviously, I'm wearing a shirt and everything.
Right.
But like, they just proved, Kenzie Milton and UCF proved that they were legit.
Right.
Because they beat a top 10 team.
So they're ranking now, is it done?
No, I don't.
They still got a final game.
Well, pretty much, no, they're done.
Their college football is done.
Yeah, no, okay. Except for it's going to be Alabama and Georgia.
Okay, that's coming up next week.
Yeah,
got it. God, this sounds horrible. Like we're saying, like, I don't even know college.
Nah,
and I mean, going into
this. I don't expect it to even this know is, college. The reason why I know college well is because technically my pro team is University of Hawaii.
Right.
Right. That's kind of way I operate.
Right.
I kind of like, of course, you know, you say the Heat because, you know, all the players that play for the Heat. Right. That's the reason why I like the Heat. None of them play for them anymore. So that's why I don't really, I follow the Heat.
This has all been mentioned throughout episodes.
So my pro team technically is University of Hawaii.
Okay.
Like, what are they? Like quadruple A if they're pros?
No comment.
So that's the reason why I know college football.
You follow UH sports.
Yeah, only because they're in the college. So.
Right, right.
I don't do it because I'm passionate about it, because I like UH.
That's nothing.
So I don't expect anybody else to know it unless they like. Shout out to Lau Lau Head.
He's a college fan.
Hardcore Hawaii.
Oh, hardcore Hawaii.
Yeah, hardcore Hawaii.
There's football. Nothing wrong with that.
Hardcore
yeah.
Hawaii sports.
Is there a hardcore college football fan?
I'm sure. Only? Like only college?
Yeah. And he's not a gambler? And he's not betting on games?
Okay, yeah. And don't play fantasy football, you mean?
And don't play fantasy football and then just, yeah, it's not a gambler. It. How can you get invested in college football when, I mean, well, college football, you can get invested more so than college basketball. Right. I guess college basketball baffles me now.
Because the turnover rate.
Exactly. And you're just following the coaches.
Right.
It doesn't really do it for me. We don't have that investment that, unless you went to that school, that's the only school you're going to be into. Right. So UH, I would watch UH. But if North Carolina was playing, you know, Idaho.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to. You know, so that's what I mean. So.
Yeah, so I don't know. That's a big story here because Milani boy, right? Chose not to go UH.
Okay.
And I didn't. Well, maybe I don't know if he got recruited.
Okay.
You know, that'd be kind of sad if I didn't even get recruited. Or maybe he did, but he was smart to not choose Hawaii.
Right.
Because he'd be lost in the shuffle. But now he's like literally, he's Heisman. He's going to be a Heisman candidate.
He's a Heisman candidate. Okay.
So I just want to say, I don't know. That's my thoughts. I think maybe. Okay. You know, it's hard because they're not in the top conferences.
Right.
Right? You know, SEC and all that stuff. I don't know. Just let a little note out there. Shout out to Mackenzie Milton and UCF.
Well, speaking of Heisman candidates, let's segue to Heisman winners.
Oh, nice.
Previous Heisman winners.
Oh.
A man by the name of Marcus Mariota.
Brother Marcus, St. Louis finest.
Now, it's been a lot of ups and downs with this man.
Yeah.
I've had, personally, a lot of ups and downs.
Plenty downs.
It's a rocky relationship with my friend, Brother Marcus. And this past Sunday was do or die. against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
Which you claim that you watched.
I watched it.
You watched the game?
Yeah, I watched it like the last half.
Okay, first of all, thank you, bro.
Yeah, you're welcome. I did it just for you.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
I'm kind of touched.
You know what, bro? I was like, you know, Zach Moore's team is the Titans. We're going to go and watch this game.
I'm the only fan of Tennessee Titans,
bro,
on this island.
You better knock it off with that, bro. There's more Titan fans out
there.
They don't
know. I'm only true fan, bro. Wow. I'm serious right now.
Will you battle anybody?
Easily.
Oh, yeah.
Easily. Step to the row.
Oh, there we go.
Step to the row. All I'm saying is this.
That sentence.
It's a reference to Suge Knight. But I'm just saying, this was do or die game. Right. I personally thought that they were not going to win this game. I wanted them to get into the playoffs. A lot of people, okay, a lot of Titans, I follow a lot of Titans, you know, message boards and all these Yahoos, right?
Right.
And they're all saying, maybe we should lose so then we can fire Mike Mularkey.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Right.
But when you have a chance to go to the playoffs, you go to the playoffs. It's just when it comes to that, you want that relevancy. You want that exposure. Now you have a primetime game.
Right.
You'll be the only game playing on a Saturday, which they're going to be playing this Saturday, 11:30. You want that exposure, and then that's going to just hold the morale of the team, build the morale of the team. Should they still fire Mularkey? Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah, totally.
Regardless of what happens here.
Yeah.
He needs to go. The entire offensive coordinator needs to go.
Right.
Okay, so I can talk about this with you. You watch the game. You see the play calling of what they're doing. You see what's going on where he would be under center.
Oh, yeah.
He don't know where to throw to, and he darts out. And he darts out way too many times.
Oh, yeah.
They tried to run the ball, and it went nowhere.
Right, yeah, yeah.
He was left to having to do these short passes, Delaney Walker pass,
right,
sideline pass, which he cannot do. But it was the defense that got them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The win. They shut down
Jacksonville. And brought Marcus in the air. He used his feet to get out and get that first down.
He used his feet to get the first down.
All that stuff. Right. Yeah, so I mean.
So the defense is the key to this team. Because that's when you're an ugly winning team, you win usually by defense. And they have a good defense. That is what's going to have to carry them to this Kansas City game. It's hard to play in Kansas City.
Right.
But if they can contain Alex Smith, they have a shot. And if they can contain a rookie guy, Lamar Hunt.
Yes.
That's it.
Not a Okoye.
I was going to say rest in peace for a second.
He
is still alive.
He's still alive. Okay.
Rest in peace. No one.
Yeah, we battle now.
Barry Word, shout out.
So you think what? Win, lose, draw? Tie? Chunk and a bowl?
I go 17-10 Titans.
Ooh, there we go.
I got a... Because this is the first time they've been in the playoffs.
This is the wild card.
This is the wild card, yep.
Okay.
This is the first time they've been playoffs since 2008.
Wow.
So, shout out to Smack Daddy on Nashville.
Yeah.
Shout out to
Mrs. Titan,
Hawaii.
There's more Titans fans in Hawaii. It's gotta be. Oh, sorry, I should be at the table.
There is not.
Gotta be.
There is not.
Wow.
There is not a true Titans fan in this island. If they are, I'll stand corrected.
Yeah, okay.
But there isn't. These guys just like Bradamakis because he's a nice guy. Nice local guy.
The jerseys, bro.
Nice Samoan.
Nice Samoan.
He's an upstanding citizen.
Yeah.
He gets scolded by his mom. Whatever.
There you go, bro. Ross's is selling out as we speak.
Ross is selling out. I think the shipment just came in today. Razor's Concepts. I think the pallet was dropped off
on
the boat.
Look. Jack in a box would raise the flag, bro. The
you
Titans
see?
Flag.
There's a flag. There's a flag with a tear. It's coming down the flag. This tear of joy.
Yeah.
That is happening because everybody from Waipio Gentry to Waipio Target.
Yep, there they are.
To Arby's Mililani.
Everybody get
to them. Arby's across the street. They all love them. That's it.
They get the jerseys, bruh.
I get it. I've yet to meet a bandwagon Titans fan, though.
You get to meet one?
I've never seen one at the bars.
Oh.
I've never seen, like, when I watch Titans games at Pine Tree, I've never...
Put it this way. If Bradamarcus gets to the championship...
They're going to come out.
They're
coming out.
Everybody coming out.
Everybody ordering everything.
Seagulls. Seahawks. Gonna cross the name out.
Those guys are gonna become 49er fans next year.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are gonna come. See, that's
Garoppolo and those guys.
Bruh, everybody that put all the 49er gear in the closet all crying. Come out of nowhere. Hey guys, we knew it all along.
Let's make a prediction right here for the fall.
Oh.
All these Seahawks fans that are crying. What are we going to do? We are not in the playoffs. Pete Carroll gonna talking about retiring. Okay. Jimmy Garoppolo gonna bring you back, bro.
Yeah, because he has to change your jersey, bro.
Take off the shirt.
Plenty of Seahawks burning in the wind.
You guys all rubbish. Waste time. All you
yeah, anyway.
Say. Okay, so that was that.
Yeah.
So then on Sunday, it was another bipolar sports day because the morning I had the Titans game. In the afternoon, they played a Los Angeles Lakers, a Los Angeles,
bro.
A Yahoo team, the fakers. So Did you watch that game, by the way?
No, I didn't watch that one.
Okay. Yeah. Double overtime.
Sad day for you, though, right?
They won.
We won.
What?
But. Dun, 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 dun.
Ja Harden. He's out. Minimum 2 weeks. Minimum 2 weeks. He will be reevaluated in 2 weeks.
But you know what? This actually might be good.
I wanted him to rest, but not this way.
Yeah, I mean, sad that it happened this way. So, but you know what? I feel he's not going to rest if he was still healthy. But this is kind of good. It's a team together. The other guys can step up. Gel.
Yeah, they're going to go eat together.
Eat together, hang out, go Chuck E. Cheese.
Smoke cigarette.
Yeah, go to the drug.
Might as well. Might as well go Chuck E. Cheese
yacht,
do drugs.
Go on the yacht.
If not, they're doing go on the yacht.
Yeah, listen to the 69 boys.
Do 69 up the butt with the 69 guys. Yep.
Bro,
I don't know. You brought it up. So, bottom line.
So.
it's pretty sad, okay? It's a pretty sad situation. They took way too long to beat the Lakers, who they just can't.
Too long.
They can't take out. They took them out, but it was just. I just think it's just such a youthful team, and Rockets aren't really that youthful. That
right.
is what was the deciding factor.
Mm.
And if the shots don't go in, the shots don't go in.
Ah.
But they did. It was 148 to 142.
Oh, my God.
Which is like a video game.
But supposedly whatever. Your defense is better this year, right?
Not that game. Defense was horrible. Trash.
Man.
And there was no Lonzo Ball in this game.
Oh, what a
there was no. He's injured.
No loss.
It was a bipolar kind of day. So that's my
just
sports.
Just Kuzma and everybody else.
That was my sports Sunday.
No, that was mine too. Shout out to McKinney.
Thanks. Hey, great.
Yep.
And after that, what else happened?
That's pretty much it, bro. That's the end of the world.
Blow them up already.
Blow them up already.
Did anything else happen during the week? Let's see.
Besides that, UH basketball played Howard, I think it is.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was. They won, of course.
They beat Howard, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So now they're going to start. They're going to go to Long Beach State.
Okay. What's Long Beach State's record?
Don't know the record, but they're actually always, you know, they're always in the top.
They are?
Long Beach State is the home of the pyramid where they have a shaped pyramid in Long Beach.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
So, I mean, Hawaii, I was in trouble playing there because it's literally like 400 seats.
Right.
And like it's the student section is sitting on the court.
Got it.
So it's basically yelling in your ear.
Well, that's personable.
Yeah, you guys suck. How are you? You know, typical.
Why not?
But if Hawaii can win a Long Beach, this to me, this is going to be the deciding factor of the season.
Okay.
This game. You know, they all say that. This is the pinnacle. This is the turning point.
This really is.
No, this really is. Because Long Beach State, even if they're good or bad, when you play at home, it's like kind of hard, pretty much hard to beat them, period. And at their house is the rowdiest of all the schools.
Okay.
They can pull this game out. They should be a lock for at least a championship of the Big West.
Really?
Yeah, because we don't get a large berth. We have to win the championship to get to the dance.
Got it.
Yeah.
Interesting. I did not know this.
Yeah. See, so this is my prediction. We have a really good team. Streaky shooters.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the record currently?
Right now, I think they are like 8-4.
Okay.
Don't quote me. Bad. You, Hawaii.
The statistician that Kevin the Catalyst is.
Let's go, Hawaii. He's let's on go. Google 8 right and 4, now. Baby.
He's looking right
Hawaii
now.
Hawaii men's basketball. There we go. 9-4. Oh, hey, nine better.
Better than what you thought?
Yeah, maybe. Look at that. One better.
Always good to be surprised with something better than what you think.
Winning
right?
Streak, one.
Much like. Well, you know, got to start better than zero, bro.
There you go, bro. So next up, they got. Who they got, bro? Let's look it up here. Boom, 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 boom.
After Long Beach as well.
Long Beach State.
Who they got after that?
CSUN. Cal State Northridge.
Okay, there you go.
Then they got Cal Poly, Santa Barbara, UC Davis. Ah, a bunch there of no names.
Oh, a bunch of Californians.
Californians. I so don't like that we're in this division, that we're in this Big West.
Well, they can't go back to the WAC, right?
Well, yeah.
WAC is WAC.
Actually, the WAC basketball is not bad.
Okay.
WAC football, terrible.
True, right.
Big West basketball, better.
Okay.
But it's the whole traveling thing, right?
Right.
We just stay in California.
Right. Well, speaking of terrible, let's get to this real quick.
Kirk Muggart.
To get back, no, Kirk, he's sleeping right now. He's not doing nothing as of yet. He wasn't doing when he was working anyway. Bottom line is, for 2018, let's go into this.
All right.
Real brief, let's go into something that is going to, every year we look at this and be like, this is a sign of the times. Look at stores, businesses that you think that are not going to make it for 2018.
Okay, I'm going to start off with this one. People were telling me Foodland Farms is not cutting it.
That was me.
That's you. Okay. So the people that's telling me that, you.
Hi.
I think they got a long lease, so they're staying.
They have a long lease, right.
Okay, let's just think.
Herringbone is going to have a long lease. They're not going anywhere.
Oh.
Because they've taken a dive.
You know, okay, so they got to stay.
Yeah, but I think they'll come out of it.
Right. I don't know how. The food was okay.
Right, that's why I think they'll come out of it. I think it was just a thing that it lasted a little longer than they would have expected with this whole outbreak. But as far as stores going, like, internet usage is growing and growing. Yeah. Everybody's shopping online, as we all know. What are the stores, physical stores, that are just not going to cut it in 2018? I have a few in mind.
Tell me what.
Barnes & Noble.
Ooh.
For example, they're hanging on by a thread.
Well, I think the reason why they're still around is because they are the only ones.
Yes.
Right? That's pretty much it.
But they're in a big space in Ala Moana. Rent is high.
Yeah.
Selling books.
Yeah.
Who's buying books in 2018?
Is students.
That? Yeah, good call.
School students.
All right. Well, they better get them all.
That's
the
pretty much it,
ready.
Man. Everybody go, just go read the magazine, bro.
And who's reading magazines in 2018?
I don't know.
When was the last time you read a magazine?
I don't remember. Exactly. Yeah.
Like people are going to the magazine racks and like hanging out there.
To the bookstand.
To the bookstand. Doesn't that just sound so like 2000?
What is that, Dad? Books that, you know, or books. What's book?
Exactly. I got another one. GameStop.
Ooh.
GameStop on its way out. I would never thought I would say that, but.
You think it's going to get pieced out?
Because you can download games all right to your system now.
Yeah.
All you need is an SD card and you download them right to your system. You don't need the physical container.
Mm.
I mean, you can use GameStop as a place to sell off old games.
Yeah.
But how much profit are you going to make out of that? I don't know. GameStop got it. There's a possibility.
Mine's just Dunkin' Donuts, bruh. Shut them down.
You know what? Tired of them already. I'm tired of Dunkin' Donuts. I'm tired of people bringing it back. I'm tired of all this stuff.
Sorry, the whispering elves in the back.
I don't know what's going on. They're talking about Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts, bruh. They opened a new one in Pro City. Did I tell you about my Dunkin' Donuts experience?
What happened at Dunkin' Donuts?
I went to Dunkin' Donuts.
When was this?
I went to a couple day drive through.
Okay.
And I realized, like, Hoy didn't need Dunkin' Donuts.
You think?
It's a waste of time.
Yes.
There's so much local donut shops are way better.
Exactly.
The coffee is okay.
Exactly.
So basically, it's just one of those ones. I really think their expansion is huge.
Forget it.
Like, I seen at the gas station last night. My PO, they said, we're opening one at Pro City Gate or whatever. I don't know, Pro City Gateway or whatever. Pro City Gateway Plaza. So I'm like, they didn't learn from the last one? Like,
two times they came over here and blew it.
They should just do Kapolei and do by the airport power already.
Why do you got to make so many locations?
I think they're gonna shut down pretty soon. Not soon, you know? But like it's gonna be a demise. They're opening up so many, but the thing is, back when they were open before, there wasn't a Regal Bakery. There wasn't Donut King.
Right.
There wasn't all these other donut shops that actually the donuts taste better.
Foodland Farms bringing that back. They make their own donuts in there.
Yeah, so.
Isn't that it?
Yeah.
It is rubbish, waste time.
It is waste time.
The coffee's waste time,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, coffee's waste time.
Coffee's garbage.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to shut down this year.
It's coming again. Third time's the charm, bro.
It's going to come down in a few years. Five, 7 years.
You keep trying open in Hawaii.
I don't know.
Here's another one. Toys R Us.
Ooh, yeah.
Who's physically going out to buy toys besides parents?
Besides Kapono Kanao.
He's waiting in that line right now.
Right, he's waiting in line. He don't even know what he's waiting for.
Right.
He's over there. Hey, what you need? I got you, bro.
What kind of toy you like?
What you buying? Nothing.
You get the new He-Man. They're not going to buy any toys, bro.
He-Man 2018.
You get Skeletor.
With the action.
No one's going there, I think. What do you think?
I think, yeah, its biggest ones is during, like, holidays. That's it.
Exactly. So what are you going to do from September, from January to September, October? Nothing. No one buying nothing.
Yeah, that's a rough one, dude.
And like, then...
You hope it stays around. You know, no more KB.
No more KB. Right?
KB Toy Store.
That was big back in the day.
Yeah,
KB was always packed.
It was everywhere.
Yep.
Kahala, Kali, Parage.
Right.
Numero Mall. Kahala, Kali, Parage, Numero Mall.
That's true. They had it all locked down.
They had two of them inside at one point.
That's right. They had two before.
Yeah, like two gay bees, bruh.
Gay bees.
Whoa, saying? Whoa.
Wow.
Sensu.
Sounded like you said something
else. No, KB.
Okay, got K.
not the Calvin store.
Got KB. It.
What else?
Another one. Another one we got. GNC.
Oh.
I think it's on the way
you
out.
Think so? Isn't that the only supplement? Wait, is there more than one supplement?
There's Vitamin Shoppe.
Oh, Vitamin World too, right?
Vitamin World. But tell me this. Whenever you pass by a GNC or a Vitamin Shoppe in the mall, is it ever crowded?
Yeah.
Are you always feeling, if you're going in there, the only guy in there?
Yeah, pretty much, bro.
How are they making money?
I think that's the only one.
How are they doing this?
Yeah, that's the only one.
There's no way that they're going to be coming and making anything.
Right, yeah.
Because, so how much are they going to be facilitating with all this stock? They're not going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
That's on the way out. There's only so much, you know, CoQ10, the Japanese tourist is going to be buying. If you know what that is, you know what that is?
What is that?
It's for your part. Japanese people love it. But I'm just saying, yeah, they buy it a lot. There's only so much that can be sold.
Yeah, that's true.
Figure Ala Moana one's probably, Ala Moana one's the top one in the country.
Because
guess who's going over there?
Chinese. That's
close. Oh. So they're all of them. The entire continent is going. Okay.
Shengsi.
Something with a lot of syllables.
Right.
But GNC, I never would have thought it's lasted this long, actually. Wow. There's nobody ever in there.
Yeah, that's true. Who's the one in Waikele? What's something in Waikele?
Vitamin World.
Vitamin World. Okay.
Vitamin Shoppe. Vitamin, and then insert words.
Insert vitamin.
And they're all empty.
Oh.
And they all got like some membership card to try and draw you in.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
So you can buy all that supplements online.
They're already doing it now already. See, all these things have just taken. That's why it's just those stores are being taken over by online. GameStop, GNC, all that stuff you can buy online. The only stores that will probably still last would be clothing stores because people want to try
out. What do you think about the health food stores? I mean, what's their name is opening up?
Well, Down to Earth?
Down to Earth opened up like a couple new ones.
Well, they're opening one in Kaka'ako.
Yeah, Kaka'ako. Yeah. They opened in like Kapolei a couple years ago.
Right. It's a niche. I mean, it's a health food store, so they actually have like, you know, produce. They're going to have...
Okay, so you think that's not going to stay around for a while?
Their competition is, of course, Whole Foods. Right. And then, well, Down to Earth, you know, is the vegetarian place.
Right.
They don't have any meat there, right?
Down to Earth does have meat, right?
Down to Earth does not have meat.
Well, does not have meat.
That's the kind, bro. That's the...
Whole Foods got meat.
Whole Foods is the normal people. Yeah.
No, they want to pay more expensive prices.
Well, the food is... the price have gone down because of Amazon took them over.
Oh, that's right.
The price have gone down. Seriously.
Gotta check them out, bro.
Very strange, you know? More local people going in there, you know? The local people, hourly ratio going to...
Local people, they smell in the middle. They smell it. Oh yeah, bro. I think the price went down, dollar.
Everything has changed.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if I go into Kahala one, the more local people.
Yep.
Or that's the only one they're not going into.
Well, the Kahala one's always crowded with everybody.
Oh, so you know what? The Kahala one is now going to become the Kaka'ako one. The Kaka'ako one going to be the hipster looking all Haole one, right?
At first I was lost there, but I
you know what I mean?
Like, I got it now. Over. Yeah.
So local people from Palolo going to go to Kahala.
That's what we need.
And then the
Kaka'ako. I'd love to see, yes.
Kaka'ako people go, hey, I can chance with the Kaka'ako.
I love it. I want to see more Palolo people, deep Palolo people going into Kaka'ako. Deep
housing people going
into Kaka'ako. Let's mix them up, mix the people up.
Hey, they used to go to the bowling alley.
Yes.
Oh, the Palolo Valley Bloods.
A lot of fights.
A lot of funny scrap, kind of like, bro.
You going to be my girlfriend or what? You going to be my friend? Not. You sure? You go out with me. I saw a lot of that. Rest in peace to that bowling alley. That was rubbish.
That bowling alley was interesting. Nah, I spent a lot of good times in bowling alley.
You had good times over there?
I never bowled. Just
hang out. One had good times over there.
Just hang out, bro. Watch fights.
Well, yeah.
What? Kamaki versus the kind, Jerry.
And then you can go in from McDonald.
Yeah, go
in. The entrance is from McDonald. Yeah. So I digress. Any other stores? What do you got? Is it?
That's pretty much. I mean, I'm trying to think of the smaller stores.
All right.
But I do think, with all these fitness places popping up, you don't think eventually one of them is going to shut down?
Yeah.
Isn't there a new one that just opened up down by Ala Moana?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's smiling for it.
Because it's waste time.
Oh, waste time.
It's rubbish.
But supposedly they're like non-judgmental. They let you work out. I've never joined a fitness club. So why? Is like 24 more judgmental than...
Okay. That's
what is the ranking? Before we close out... What is the ranking?
Okay, this will segue into our next
ranking,
thing.
Not ranking, but what is the, like, the...
Of what are the top gyms in this gym?
Yeah. What is the stereotypes of all the gyms? Like?
Okay, this is a great question.
I think everybody would like to know.
Great question. It comes down to who are you really and what are you trying to do?
Right, okay.
Okay, if you're a guy that don't care.
Right.
Don't care about these kind of guys, don't care about these girls, any kind, just go to a 24-hour fitness.
Okay.
If you want to not be in a quote-unquote meat market with all any kind, lepo guys, then you go to someplace, a higher end place.
Like what, UFC?
Or a Honolulu Club.
Honolulu Club, okay.
So you don't, because if you don't want to be bothered with that type of people.
Right. Yeah, like Honolulu Club seems like, yeah.
If you're a guy that just doesn't want to deal with people and just deal with punks and deal with all kinds of kind, okay. You go to that and then you pay the price for
Honolulu
it.
Honolulu Club. Where's the one on the corner of Puno and King Britannia? The spa or whatever?
Oh, that closed down.
Oh, that closed down. Okay, yeah. There you go.
That was where all the Mama Sons was there. Oh. Yeah. They're just bathing. That's all they did. I just, that's the Koreans in the building. I'm just saying. But then that used to be one that's like a, you know, you always pay like, oh, it's only $10 a month, so cheap.
Yeah.
But that comes with a price. Oh. It's going to be not the cleanliness thing.
Well, what is UFC then, if you want to what?
UFC is like a good, like a 24-hour fitness kind of esque place.
Right.
But there's, it's cheap, but it comes with a price. There's no parking.
Okay.
You can see all any kind of guys.
Right.
If you're not into fighting, well, look at the name and maybe turn around.
Right.
So there's that, right? Because it's all okay. Like, so you could get those kind of guys like fight MMA,
right.
Max Holloway the man. I'm gonna go speak net.
Like Wando.
Yes,
see, bro, gonna scrap on, bro.
I think he went because of convenience with his location.
Literally, right.
So would a Wando fit UFC? No, but he went for the location.
Yeah.
So it really comes down to the person.
Okay, like, what about Orange Theory? What is that one? Orange Theory?
Oh, yeah, that's a new one.
That's a new one.
What they're trying to do is everybody goes in, they all take a class.
Oh.
There's this formulaic class. You go on the treadmill, you get off, you do something over there.
Right.
Go back on the treadmill, go, okay, ready, set, go. And it's all classes.
Oh, that's
format.
What it is.
So
okay.
You can't go in there on your own and do your own thing. You only go for the classes.
Good or bad?
That's the new thing now. Oh. That's why the CrossFit stuff is making so much money.
Right.
Minimal, it's in a warehouse, cheap overhead,
right?
Minimalist stuff, but then in a way to make you feel like, you know, you're
part of something.
You're part of something, and you're not part of the typical using machines thing.
Okay.
And that's classes based only.
Okay. Planet Fitness. That's the purple one.
Okay,
right?
So Planet Fitness, but yes, that just opened up Alamoana. What their mindset is, it makes sense, is like they're trying to make you not feel intimidated going to the gym. Which that makes sense.
That's cool.
Because that's the number one thing with people. You want to make them feel comfortable.
Right.
That's why a lot of women don't use weights. They only go on the treadmill and run because they don't want to be around men.
Oh.
They don't want to deal with these guys banging weights and all posing, but taking selfie, gym selfie.
Well, you know what I mean?
Right. Scratch the balls, all this kind of stuff. So that's why they don't go. So what Planet Fitness is doing is saying, just come in. They have rules. There's a long list of rules. You can't do certain exercises.
Oh, yeah.
You can't bang the weights.
Interesting. Okay.
You can't, like, if you're a guy, you can't wear like some skimpy tank top.
Oh, for real?
If you're wearing one in 2018, you lepo anyway, but you can't wear that. You can't wear like revealing clothing.
Oh, women can't wear revealing.
Women and men.
Wow.
So the mindset is there, but then on the other end, the weights only go up to a certain limit.
Okay.
It's not a lot of heavy weights there.
Right.
There's a lot of cardio. Treadmills, meaning cardio.
Yeah.
Ellipticals, like the tons of that, and then very limited amount of weight, free weights and machines.
Oh, your basketball ring?
No, bro. Because you know why? Basketball ring in 24 Hour Fitness causes plenty of fights.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Plenty of problem.
Does UFC have basketball ring?
No.
No, only you 24.
No, they just have an MMA ring.
Oh, okay. Never mind. So stupid. You're going straight to the
Everybody like fight, they think they be lift the shirt up. No need.
That's so true. I mean, I remember hearing a lot of my friends. Hey, you can play basketball at 24.
Exactly. It's popular.
You can play basketball at 24.
Get composed, all them go. But it's a lot of fights going on over there. Because guys get too heated.
Right? Yeah, because they still think they can play ball.
There's that.
Give it up already, everybody.
Right, Chris Gaines, no need already.
Oh, he's different.
Troy Bowl, never mind.
Well, this guy's playing in different.
Feel a lot, they all off island.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Jaren O'Connor.
Jaren O'Connor, bro. He's with the, I think, Mavericks, right?
Mavericks?
Yeah.
Jaren O'Connor?
One of the O'Connor brothers is like with the Mavericks or something.
Currently?
Yeah.
Serious?
I think pretty sure with the Mavericks. Oh. Has like a player developmental or something like that.
I did not know.
Phil Handy, get the Cavs.
Phil Handy was Cavs, yeah. That's right. That is correct. Well, I mean, to answer your question, yeah. So it comes down to what you want to do. So you've never been into a gym.
Yeah.
Would you ever join a gym?
I would, but just time-wise. I don't have time to even do the podcast, bro.
Don't get me started, bro. But that's what it comes down to. It just comes down to what you're trying to do.
Right.
Where are you with your position? Where are you with location? Where are you with price?
Right.
Where are you with just dealing with people?
Yeah. So is it more of a people thing, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
So where are meatheads go? Like, the kind of, you know, million-pound deadlift for that?
Well, it used 24. To be like 24. Powerhouse. There's Kakako Fitness. Oh, the powerhouse closed down.
Oh. Golds.
And then Golds closed down. So Kakako Fitness is the new Golds. And that place is the meathead place.
Oh, so you like get nuts.
The music's super loud.
Roy's.
Everybody banging the weights. Everybody yelling.
Yeah, yeah. Bump face,
everybody wear bump big chest. Big sweater. Make like this.
Everybody have a pants.
Bandana. Call up Blaze Santo for the bandana.
You know why they wear a bandana, right?
Why they wear a bandana?
Because they're balding. You know why they're balding?
Steroids.
There you go,
bruh. You set me up for that. But
I knew all because I had a friend that.
Okay, well.
It's pretty much, yeah, I could tell you did it.
Well, people don't understand, like, the gym is a psychological experiment. It really is.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going, it's amazing because, like, they sign people up, they just let them go, right? Of course, the gym doesn't want you to come.
Right.
The whole process of making money at a gym is they sign you up and we don't want to see you ever again.
Yeah.
Because if everybody were to show up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Forget it, right? So with that.
So the only 24-hour one is 24?
No, there's like several.
Oh.
24-hour fitness?
Yeah,
get.
They're all open 24 hours.
Well, that's no.
Oh.
That is not correct.
24 hours even open 24 hours?
Only a few.
Stop it. That's not
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Wow.
But it's a social experiment where you sign up to this gym. You go into this gym with all these heavy weights, heavy machinery, and all these weird, awkward moves.
Right.
And there's nobody really telling you what to do. There's no direction to that. I mean, you may have, have an orientation of some sort.
Yeah.
But off you go. And then what do you do from there? That kind of leads into my profession.
Yeah.
Are we segueing into it to go right into it now?
Straight in?
Wait, it's all post-production.
Okay, yeah. Jam them then.
All right. Okay, let's go into this.
Okay, so anyway. So this is what we're going to do. 2018, you guys know what I do, right? Obviously. Nobody knows what DJ Zach Morris does.
Going on 2 years, about.
I mean, people kind of like guessed it because we hint every now and then. But do you want to explain exactly?
Okay, well, the reason why I didn't want to mention it because I didn't want to take away from the show.
That don't matter, bro.
Which I don't want to be like make this thing like some self-promoting thing.
But that's what it is, bro. Let's do it, bro.
We're all full of ourselves, but I figure now is the time because it's January.
Yeah, good time. Good
the
time.
Resolution, quote unquote, which is rubbish, but it is what it is.
Revolution, bro.
So I am a what they call personal trainer.
Are you certified?
Yes.
Are you what? What is the distance certifications or what is that like that makes you different from Uncle Bijo that trained in his Wepao gym?
Good comparison. So what what it goes is you can go to school for this. Okay. So like
you went to school.
I went to school. I went to KCC.
Okay.
Exercise science degree.
Oh, there we go. There it is.
And then went to UH.
There it is, bro.
Kinesiology degree.
There we go. Certified.
And that's basically the studying part of the whole thing.
Right. You need the paper.
The book smarts.
You need the paper, bro. Right?
You need the paper, but that's only half the whole thing. To be able to train people, that's the liability issue.
Right. And how did you get? So when you graduated from UH, how did you get from UH kinesiology
right
to personal training?
Okay, well, from there, while I was in school, one of my professors was a trainer at Honolulu Club.
Okay, there
so
it is.
So that's what she was telling me, the deal of personal training, go into that. Well, even before that, I used to work at Down Earth.
Right. Remember that.
I was in the vitamin section.
Right.
And pretty much everything that goes down in the vitamin section is people coming up to you, I seek, what do I do?
No, right.
I get
right.
This, what do I do?
Did you actually have legit answers or you kind of lied?
Well, at first I didn't know what to do.
Right.
Because I'm new to this. I'm like, this is very overwhelming because you got to know a lot of stuff. So I was stressed.
At first you just regular stock guy, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And then I moved into a place where you have to really interact with people a lot.
Oh.
And they're telling you serious stuff.
Like, well,
people reveal.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, because they think you're the expert.
So you got to come up with something. So once again, as we said earlier, you got to say something. Say it with confidence. And then if you don't know, just say you honestly don't know. People respect I don't know rather than you making up something.
Right.
So then I just be like, you know what? Hey, I don't know. Let's go look them up. So then we look them up together. Okay, well, check this out. And then they appreciate that more than you making up some Yahoo answer. So, well, with all of that said, I would always ask them, like, oh, do you exercise?
Yeah.
Because if you exercise, they'd be okay. Oh, no. Oh. Well, if you did, you could probably don't even need to take this pill or nothing.
Yeah.
So then that got me thinking, maybe I should help people exercise. So that's what I got the idea for that. So that's why I went, that's what furthered my school.
Right.
So then from there, Then I went to school, met my professor, said, go to Honolulu Club, check this out. And then that's how I learned about the gyms, learned about personal trainers. And the one thing I learned about personal trainers is they're all, not all of them, but they all talk not with you, but they talk at you.
Oh, okay, okay.
They talk over you.
Right.
And they don't listen to you.
Oh, just do this.
And they just talk about themselves.
Oh.
Not all of them.
Oh,
but not. Back in the day, I would notice that. I'd be like, God, these guys are jerks.
When you first you coming up, I'd be like, oh, bro, these guys are jerks.
So I was like, God, I can't be like this.
Oh, okay.
She's like, I cannot talk like these guys.
Right.
Sounds so stupid.
So are you encouraging?
Well, I'm going to tell you like it is what's going on.
Okay.
If it's good, I'm going to say you're doing good. You know, if you're screwing up, I'm going to say you're screwing up. We got to figure this out.
Right.
I basically, the way I talk to you is the way I talk to
people.
Because that's just being real.
Yeah. So you don't baby them. You kind of, you know.
No.
You're doing good. You're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. Fix it.
You're screwing up. How are you screwing up?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Okay.
You know? But that's the basis of just communication and listening to what that person has to say and what they need or what they want.
Okay,
and then you kind of figure out what they should do and all that.
Right.
That's the basis to this. So that is the basis of a personal trainer, is to make the person feel comfortable in the weird gym, awkward environment that you mentioned. That's it. That's why a lot of women will hire a trainer, because they're not going to do it on their own per se, not all of them,
right?
Because they're intimidated by all these weirdos
walking around.
So then we figure it out. You do your thing, get out of there.
So were you ever employed through Honolulu Club?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's that, and then I have my own
business. Wouldn't you go independent? Wouldn't you go independent?
It's so weird. I'm like a guest on the show for
some reason. Bro, I bring out, everybody knows me, bro. I got the catalyst, I have a shot, boom. All right.
It's a little odd. Continue. Yeah.
So wouldn't you go independent, like take your own clients on?
Okay, so yeah. So from there, several years ago, the club closed. Honolulu Club.
Oh, I did not know that.
Shut down for a month. They closed up, the building took it over, but in doing so, they had to gut the whole thing.
Oh.
Because the old management pulled out and took everything with them.
Wow.
So they literally had a month to rebuild the gym.
Okay.
So for that month, I had all these people, and I'm like, well, we got to go figure out where we're going to work out. They're not going to be working out for a month. So then that's where I found a training studio.
Okay.
And that's how I got interested into the whole training studio.
Wow.
Because there's that whole environment, too, that we didn't talk about.
Right.
Individual, small little boutique
gyms. Right.
Where it's just, there's no membership. Trainer takes the client. That's it. We meet over there. Nobody else over there.
You rent it for like an hour or so, whatever.
You pay rent. You pay a monthly rent.
So you could basically open your own like Sakai Fitness, technically, quote unquote, gym or whatever. Or not gym, but. And it basically be different trainers scheduled throughout the day.
Yeah.
Using your space with their client.
Right.
But you won't have all the weights, you won't have people walking around, any kind.
You won't have all the people walking around, and you want to make sure you don't have too many trainers.
Right.
With too many guys, then it's going to be back to square one again.
Yeah.
So you can have that, and then it's all about what equipment you want to, because fitness equipment costs a lot.
Right.
So then your overhead is going to be an issue. How much you paying rent for the place? The place get parking or what?
Right.
How much stuff you got to pay for, how much the squat rack going to be?
Yeah.
So there's all that kind of stuff. But then, so that's what a training studio is.
So how many years have
you
been doing this profession?
Since 2006.
So did you know back when we first met and DJ, this is where you're gonna be at?
I was heading there.
Oh, you're heading there. Okay, you're already heading there. Oh.
Well, back in the prime time of DJing was like 1999 to 2003.
Yeah.
I still didn't know what I wanted to do.
Okay. Yeah. Just working job. I knew you always had a job. Foodland.
Yes.
Down to Earth. Where else you worked at that point?
That's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Around that time.
Oh, yeah, because after Foodland was Down to Earth, right?
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah, okay.
Because I didn't know what I wanted. I was taking business.
Right. Oh, right.
And then when I was at Down to Earth, that's when I came to the realization, this is what I should do.
That's cool.
That was around 03. So then 03, I was going full blast into school in that direction.
Okay, so now that we know all this stuff, what is some tips? What is like the top three tips anybody can do this year, starting off a brand new year, the third day? Health tips,
Just health tips overall.
Overall,
See, that's a good question, but that is a complicated answer.
Oh, yeah, I see. So,
because everybody different.
Right.
So, like for yourself.
Right.
We use you as the example.
Okay.
What do you think that you are, how is your health overall? How are you?
Average.
Okay.
Average.
Would you want to improve on that?
Yes.
What are you not doing, you feel?
Working out.
Cause
consistently.
You're busy. All right. Because you're busy, you work, and all this kind of stuff.
So maybe like two times a night.
Okay.
Let's go for a ride. That's it.
So then that's what we got to look at is how can we make this fit into your life?
Oh, okay.
That would be the thing to look at because you need to have balance.
Right.
Because then if you get sick, you kind of run the business. Yeah, that's right. You kind of run the business and that's it.
I cough right now.
See, yep. Good segue. See, that's
coming. There you go. See, look at that.
So that's what people got to, that's what people should realize. If you're a person who works a lot,
right,
it's going to come back to bite you in the behind because there's a thing called getting sick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if you're not taking care of yourself, you get sick, then you cannot work. And if you have a business and you cannot work, there ain't no salary. That is where the focus should be on.
So is there anything to fight? Okay, this is kind of a dumb question, but it's a better question.
Okay.
Is there anything to fight laziness?
That I comes mean, from within.
There's an answer to that. We all know it.
Yeah.
But I mean, legit question though.
That is legit question.
Some people are just lazy.
Right.
Right?
That comes from within. That's
so where do people find that? I mean, this is kind of okay. Answer that you should find on your own, but
no, people don't though.
You know, like where do people find that inner
okay.
Within?
Okay, so I'll give you case in points of people that I've come across
yeah, through the years. You don't have to name them or anything, just
of course.
Talked up.
So one guy I met at he was 55.
Okay.
Never worked out ever.
Right.
For 55 years, never did nothing.
Right.
No sports, nothing.
Wow.
Guess what happened? He got sick.
Okay.
Heart problems. Ooh. Serious heart problems.
Right.
Doctor told him if you don't exercise, you're gonna die. Wow. That's how doctors are now. So right. I'm like, that was his wake up call.
Right.
And that was where he like, okay, time to not be lazy. We gotta get this done or I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
That's what's gonna push that person through. So you don't want it to be that harsh.
Yeah, you don't want to be to death. But I mean that seems like everybody's, you know,
right.
Bottom line. I mean,
okay, well, like younger people, stereotypically, they want to work out so they look good.
Look good, right?
Older people, they want to work out because they finally realize they're not 21 anymore.
Right.
I got to go do something or that's it.
Right.
So that's the early 40s, late 30s. Because when you're in your early 30s, you think you run the world and you're making money.
Yeah. Right? You know who should have on the show? Uncle Weasel, bro.
That's going to be a 10-hour show,
because
bro.
Because Uncle Weasel is top shape. Is he that guy?
He's been, what was he, martial arts for 55 years?
He's 62 years.
62, unbelievable. Never lost.
Never lost.
Bro. I watched.
62 years he did martial arts. Man. He looked like he's 65. So you're telling me you're trading this street. Anyway.
Batu is a hell of a drug, bro.
So, I don't think. See, the thing is.
You don't think so? Weed.
I don't think he did. I think he
was on medication, man.
To some extent, I think he might be telling the truth on some things.
On some things, but.
I think he's stretching a lot of it.
Correct.
Because I don't know if he's martial arts for 62 years.
It's not happening.
Unless he's like 75. But if he's 75, he's a good looking 75, bro. He's top shape, bro.
Yeah, he's not out of shape.
And somebody commented like, yeah, I remember that guy at my gym. So that means he's going gym.
Okay. Well, maybe he's just, you know, he's high on life.
Yeah, when you get old, you just kind of stretch things out.
You kind of, right? The filter gets, you shut the filter off.
Like, I maybe did 1 year of karate. Well, you know, I did it for 55 years karate.
I guess so. Right? I mean, probably. Well, in regards to him then, like, what would he do?
Well, no, I'm just saying we should bring Uncle Weasel in.
Oh, got it.
Just kind of, you know, bring some perspective.
Got it.
But I don't want that happening.
No, I don't want that either.
So, okay, last tip. One more tip. One more tip and then information. Then information like how they can contact you.
Oh, well. God, this is weird. This is weird.
Hey, that's what we do, bro. That's what we do.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like talking about myself.
Obviously. This is very odd. Obviously.
Yes, I don't like doing this.
Awkward, you're sweating.
Because I like to talk to people. I was sweating earlier. Dried up a little bit.
You finished working out.
I don't do well with these t-shirts.
Okay.
I just like to hear what people have to say. Like, I'm always asking you questions. I like to ask questions.
Right.
So that's why it's just weird. But like, as far as one more health tip.
Yeah.
You got to find your balance.
Balance. Like atmosphere.
You got to find. Laster.
Yeah.
Know that song?
Oh, wow.
That was off balance. No, wow. Sorry. L.O.G. Wow. Forget it. No one knows that song.
Nobody knows, bro. Back on track.
People need, look at this is sound cheesy. They need a wheel.
No.
That's kind of when they use that in psychological.
Okay, language. Okay. Tell us about the wheel,
the wellness wheel. You want a perfect circle.
Right.
You don't want one to be funny crying, then you're going to have a flat tire.
Okay, there you go.
So you want everything to be balanced. You want to be able to have your stress management.
Right.
Your family life.
Right.
Or just social life.
Right.
And then you want to have your eating.
Leisure. Hobbies.
And then just your activity.
Ah, okay.
So like if you like to play basketball, nothing wrong with that.
Throw in the wheel, bro.
You like to go hiking, you know.
Right.
You know, all these guys, whatever. So you just want to have your balance of things. A lot of people don't have that.
Ah.
A lot of people work all the time. Case in point, yourself.
Right.
And then when you go home, you have family time.
Yeah.
And that's your day in and day out.
Pretty much.
there's no really time for yourself.
Right.
That's something that I would say for you.
Fit fitness in the wheel, fit time for self in the wheel.
That's what I would say in regards to you, if we use you as an example.
Right. So the wheel can roll evenly, right? Right.
Yeah. Everyone should have that. Everyone should have that. I mean, that's really the basis to all of it.
So if people want to get their wheel
shined,
rolled right,
rolled, filled up with air.
On the real, I mean, you can contact us.
Just come into the show. Good enough.
You don't have any personal, like, can check.
Well, I mean, Healthness Hawaii is the IG.
Right.
At Healthness Hawaii.
Health what?
Healthness.
Healthness Hawaii.
What do you think of that name?
Healthness.
Somebody from Bank of Hawaii told me, you know what? They use this wellness and all this kind of fitness.
Healthness.
Sound boring already.
Yeah, it's pretty good, make bro.
Healthness. I'm like, all right. Yeah. So, yeah. I got the
domain. How many clients do you have? Are you able to tell us, like, the gauge of how many clients you have?
Yeah, I mean, okay, so if everybody, because people like they
right.
they travel a lot and a lot of various things, about 35.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's like, I have no time. How do you even have time to do this kind of stuff?
Bro, we are hanging on by a thread, bro.
Yeah.
Well, if
I'm playing, bro, 35.
If I'm not doing the show, I'm working. If I'm not working, I'm doing stuff for the show. Like,
you're doing Houston Rockets. You watch Houston Rockets.
Stressing over that.
Yeah. So you know, your wheel on that might be kind of off.
Maybe too much air too in much. There. But yeah, so that's why I just I can make my own schedule.
Right.
I basically fit into when that person is able to come in.
Right.
So that's various. So there's breaks here and there. So
just don't book them Wednesday mornings from 9 o'clock.
That might not be the best. That's how you kind of put it together.
Well, that's cool.
And I train people for an hour, and some people I see twice a week. Some people I see three times a week. Some people I see once a week.
Wow.
Some people I see for half an hour.
Do you see people for like 4 or 5 times a week sometimes?
There have been in the past, right. Yeah. So it all comes down to what do you need, because a lot of people...
I mean, you had a little fun with the Miss Hawaii. Do you train like Miss Hawaii's, like those kind of stuff?
Oh, not that... I mean... There's people that are in the know.
Right.
I mean, I think people know the reason why Blangiardi.
Oh, yeah. Blangiardi.
I train Blangiardi. So stuff like that.
But can you train like Mr. Wise if they say, oh, this is what I want with my body, or Mr. Universes or whatever?
Yeah, that's no issue whatsoever. Oh, okay. It all comes down to that person and how we can work
together. From anybody that's like super fitness and want to get like more cut, rip, or whatever, for whatever reasons.
Right.
To someone that like never did no fitness, like you said, the guy that was 55.
Right.
So any of those spectrums, you will write their wheel.
The first meeting I meet with somebody, I'm going to come in to them. I'll meet them. And I'll say, okay, why are you here?
Right.
And then they're going to say, I want to do this. And then I'll be like, okay, why? It's a series of whys. And it'll lead to the ultimate, what the true answer is.
Right.
Well, I like lose weight. Well, why? Because, you know, I just, you know, my doctor told me.
What did you say? Why? Fat.
Okay. And I'll be like, what got you there? What happened?
Oh.
And then where did it all fall apart? And we can figure this out. So because we got to figure out what led to that.
Right, so we can get back
to there again.
Oh, okay.
So there's that, right? Some people, they just want to work out so they can look good, so they can get a girlfriend. I've had that answer to me.
I mean, why not?
It's true.
Bruh.
You know, the youngest person that I train currently is 16.
Wow.
The oldest is 78.
Bruh, that's awesome.
They're not doing the same thing.
Oh, of course not.
So, yeah. So that's what, so it really varies.
So even though you're healthy, can you keep up with the 16-year-old?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good fun. I mean...
Challenging, that's why.
It's challenging because they're very quiet, because they're very shy.
Oh, okay.
So the feedback, you're not going to really get a lot
of. Right. Not like older people, they know what they want. They're going to tell you,
They'll be able to talk, right? A lot of them, they like to vent.
Oh,
a lot of them like to talk story.
Right.
A lot of them like to tell you their problems of like work, relationship, whatever.
So you're just there.
So you got to be a psychiatrist as well.
Wow, you're almost like a bartender.
Yeah. That's why I go out, because then I like to hear what other people said. That's why I go out. If we tie this back in, that's why, because I like to be social.
Right, right, right.
At home, I mean, when I'm done working, I like shut up.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I'm intrigued by people.
I'm intrigued by
what people got to say.
That's good.
You never know. You know. So that's kind of the basis of it, is you want to be able to draw that person in and be able to relate to that person. So like how I am with you,
right?
I can either turn it up or turn it down,
right,
with whoever I meet.
Right.
You know. And that's really it. If it's like some Holly guy from the mainland,
yeah,
I'm not gonna talk pidgin. I'm just gonna use my voice like this.
I think we talked about this on the podcast.
Like
yeah.
If it's some local person I know, I'll be like, okay, yeah, I'm still, we'll tell you the real deal, but you know, I'll say brah.
Yeah.
Whatever. No matter. You know? It's just you have to adapt.
Right.
That's it.
Solid.
That's it.
Contact them, brah. Go sleep times over. Contact us. Serious though. Like, this is real people.
Yeah, this is real.
Like, wow, what are you talking about? Like, no, for real.
This is a very real episode.
Zach Morris is a certified personal fitness trainer, everybody.
That's it. The reveal is out.
That is reveal is out. That is what he does for a living.
Yep. Fitness.
So if you want to get right, make your wheel right, hit him up. He can help you.
Just email the show. Yeah. Sleeptimesover@gmail.com.
And then if you're into CrossFit, we have our man over there, Jay Nads.
Well, right.
At Zeus. If you're into CrossFit that, Zeus. Go over there too.
On the central side.
Looking for CrossFit. Tell him Sleeptimesover sent you. Bye. I promise you, take care of you.
Right. So you have all these various spectrums.
And who would have thought coming from us?
Go figure. I never thought I'd be having this.
You need a wedding DJ? We got you too.
You need an officiant for a wedding?
Well, yeah, we got you.
I'm an officiant.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Grand Capone Canola is too.
That's correct, yes. It's very easy.
So we can get two guys to marry you.
We just go, we talk, say stuff, we go, he said, yeah. what'd he say?
You get two guys for getting married, two guys can marry you.
I can't really say anything after that. Right, that kind of was a good one.
Bro.
Wow, this is the most serious episode we've ever done.
Yeah, pretty serious. I think we're done with this episode then.
Yeah, we can throw
it's
this
good,
one out.
No, it's good.
No, this was good. It was just a lot of serious. This was odd. No,
this last part wasn't too serious.
This is what I do.
This is what you do, bro.
People ask what I do. This is what I do.
I hope I can get you like 5 more clients.
That's very nice of you, but I'm just saying, choose what is best
do
for you.
Do people at the bar, even people where you go out to eat all the time, do they know what you do?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've trained people that work at bars and stuff like that. Yeah. So they know the situation, and it's just whatever is the fit for you.
Right.
That's it, really.
There it is, bro.
Fitness, the F word.
And what is the name of your company or whatever you go by?
Oh, well, the IG is Healthness Hawaii.
Healthness Hawaii.
Which I don't even know if you follow, but it's on IG.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then.
Or Fit Sports Guy.
Well, that's the that's the funny one.
Yeah. Well, hit us up on Sleep Time's Over.
You got the Sleep Time's Over one, you know. But yeah, that's basically the Instagram, because the thing with Hawaii is it's all by referral.
Right. Oh yeah.
No trainer should advertise in Hawaii. It all should be just by word of mouth.
Right.
Because that's why, like, if you told me somebody was good regarding a plumber,
right,
I'm gonna take your reference as opposed to looking at an advertisement in a midweek. Right. Nobody looks at ads.
Yeah.
That's the key to all this kind of small business. Get the name out. People can trust you. They can know you're gonna refer
you.
That's
pretty much how we renovated our kitchen to our friend.
You know. Yeah. Realtor, Grand Capone Canoho.
Yeah, right there, number one.
You're not going to go on some ad, look at some ad. Ching Mai Chan over there. So you're not going to call her. You're not going to talk to her. That's the real. That's real. That's why I would never advertise.
Shout out to Ching Mai Chan.
Yeah, she probably is there.
Anyway, that's it then.
Is that it for the fitness episode? Is that it?
That's it for this episode, period.
I'm really tired.
We're actually over an hour and a half.
Boy, need some editing for this.
You
all right.
Give anything else?
This I'll chop around. Just want to say Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, bro.
Shout out DJ Freeze.
Shout out to DJ Freeze.
DJ of the Year.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody that won an award.
Everyone that won an award.
I don't know if
line.
You listen, but obviously the people that listen, did they return? And they like
the people that won listen.
Yeah.
They all came back and they said,
so, yeah?
We don't know if Holloway listened.
Did Compose listen?
I don't know.
I'm not telling nobody.
Yeah.
I waited till they come back and be like, hey, thanks, man.
Did you tell Capone Kanoho he was Man of the Year?
Nope. You're going to find out. You better listen to you guys.
He hasn't. I don't think he knows because he would have said by now.
No, I think we do too many episodes. People are still trying to catch up.
Well, this is the season of season 6 finale.
Yeah.
So we'll be back with season 7. Give you time to catch up. I guess we'll take a break. Yeah, we need a break. We're tired.
Tired already.
All right, let's close it. All right, saddle up, Roy.
Sleep time's over. Kevin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, season 6, episode 12.
Fitness, the other F word.
Yeah. Season finale.
Season finale, is it?
Woohoo! Hey, more guns.
There you go, yep. Shut him down.
Alrighty. Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.